following is a presentation of DRG Media Group Sports.
The official voice of the Peer Governors, DRG Media Group.
Peer Governor Basketball in the SODAC 16 on River 92.7 is brought to you by Bank West, Beck Motors, Dakota Storm Roofing, Dairy Queen, Live Ticket, Overhead Door, Ranky Gray Wealth Management, Avera Orthopedics, Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota, Kruger Contracting, and the Brittany Shufflebine Agency. Governor Basketball is brought to you in part by the Peer Area Chamber of Commerce, First Dakota National Bank, Fisher Rounds and Associates Insurance and Real Estate, Lynn's Dakota Mart, Oahe Federal Credit Union, the May Adam Law Firm, Kathy Sun and Shine Properties, Gators Pizza, Pasta, and Subs, Peer Regional Airport, Wagner Auto, and Bauman Lumber. Governor Basketball is also brought to you in part by Ferding Electric. These special in-game sponsors help bring you Governor Basketball.
Thank you, Ponceva State Farm Insurance, the Hughes County Sheriff's Department, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, Central Dakota Eye Care, Envirotech, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, Comtech, Coca-Cola Bottling, Leiden and Associates Ameriprise Financial, Family Dental of Pier and Gettysburg, Hermanson Endodontics, Cowboy Country Stores, and Gales Gas Service.
Now, Pier Governor Basketball.
And a good Saturday afternoon. Once again, welcome back to the Sioux Falls Jefferson High School, everybody. Brian Oakland here with game number two of our SODAC 16 doubleheader, so to speak, as the Governor girls and boys both matched up against Sioux Falls Jefferson here with a trip on the line to head to the state basketball tournament. Didn't go so well for the girls last night. The Governors were beaten 52-38 by the 8th seed Sioux Falls Jefferson. Boys who are coming off of a couple of losses, one against Jefferson 64-54 last Tuesday at Riggs High Gym in Pier, and of course an 8-point loss at Sioux Falls Roosevelt, top ranked, last Saturday. Playing pretty well in the last six quarters, at least. Hoping to see more of that today. Maybe they can come in here and pull the upset this time around against the Jefferson Cavaliers. With Caleb Brozek outside, we'll be running a camera for us today through Live Ticket. We live stream through drgnews.com and the River 92.7 page, and along with Heather Williams in studio, keeping us up and running. Good to have you here on this Saturday afternoon. Brian Oakland with the play-by-play. We're looking forward to it. We once again have a lot to talk about in the pregame show. We'll come up with that. This pregame is brought to you by the folks at the Becky Potts of a State Farm Insurance Agency in Pier. We'll take a look around the state, see what the SODAC 16 looks like. Some games are already in progress, and we've got a pretty exciting game going on the eastern part of Sioux Falls as Washington and Watertown, the 3 and the 14 seeds, went to overtime. Washington pulling ahead just a little bit, it looks like. We'll check scores, updates, and we'll set you up perhaps a little bit later on. The state tournament is going to be a couple of weekends yet away, as the girls' tournament's next weekend and the boys' tournament's two weekends to follow. As again, all of that coming up. Of course, coaches' conversations, keys to success, starting lineups, and more. And the Becky Potsdam State Farm pregame show, which begins in 3 minutes, as you're listening to Peer Governor Postseason Basketball, your official voice of the Governors, River 92.7 and DRGNews.com.
Here's the deal. When you combine State Farm home and auto insurance, you save an average of $885. The team at Potsdam State Farm in Pier and Gregory are ready to help you combine home and auto and save. Call 224-4173 today. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Average annual per household savings based on 2019 national survey by State Farm of new policyholders who reported saving by switching to State Farm.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
It's celebration time at Beck Motor Company in Pier. We are working hard to get new, fresh inventory in daily.
And with any vehicle purchase, roll the giant dice and take home gift certificates to local businesses. We appreciate you and want to help you find your next vehicle. Beck-Motors.com, 224-5912.
We're making a great deal better, oh, every day. We're making a great deal better.
Looking for future leaders we can believe in?
Look no further than the high school student athletes right here in South Dakota. High school sports teach young people how to be effective leaders. It includes learning to listen, accepting responsibility, being a good role model, and it's about respect. The result, it transcends sports. It gives us hope for the future. This message presented by the South Dakota High School Activities Association and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports, from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It takes only a moment, so you'll have it in time for this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota High School Sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
Hi, everyone. This is Brian Oakland, the voice of the Peer Governors on River 92.7. You know, the men and women at the Hughes County Sheriff's Office know a great team when they see one. Long hours, hard work, determination. The Govs have it, and we're proud to support them. If you want to know more about our 361 team and how you can be a part of it, log on at HughesCounty.org and click on the Sheriff's tab. The Hughes County Sheriff's Office says, Go Govs! Welcome back to Sioux Falls, Jefferson High, and welcome to our Hughes County Sheriff's Office broadcast booth. That's where we'll be originating our coverage of Governor SODAC 16 basketball from here today. The men and women of the Hughes County Sheriff's Office and all first responders deserve our thanks, and we give that to them for all they do and for giving us a place to broadcast from. You'll get a good look at our angle at the Hughes County Sheriff's Office broadcast booth with the video stream available at drgnews.com. Quick check at scores. We'll give you the girls' scores from last night, set up the state tournament a little bit later on, but Sioux Falls, Washington has beaten Watertown in overtime 70-63. Watertown hit a three in the final seconds of regulation to force overtime as they played very well as a 14 seed, but Washington moves on into the state tournament. They will face the winner of this game, Sioux Falls, Jefferson, and Peer, in the first round of the state tournament. Meanwhile, in the other half of the bracket, Harrisburg plays Spearfish at 4 o'clock today in Harrisburg. Mitchell is hosting Rapid City Stevens at 5 o'clock in the Corn Palace. A couple of other games are underway. O'Gorman, the 2 seed, leads at home against Huron 31-16. That game is at halftime. They're matched up against Sioux Falls Lincoln and Brandon Valley, who will tip it off here at 3 o'clock at Lincoln High. Up in Aberdeen, Yankton has a 22-16 lead at halftime. The 9-seed Bucks on top of the 8-seed Aberdeen Central. And again, Yankton leading by 6 at the half. Top-seeded Sioux Falls Roosevelt hosting Sturgis in a game that is slated to start at 5 o'clock. That is what we've got for the schedule of the SODAC 16 games for the boys. And again, we'll talk about the girls in just a little bit. 15-minute countdown is underway. We'll talk about keys to success and coaches' conversations coming up shortly, beginning with Brianna Kusler, and we've got a chat with Tim Reck of Sioux Falls Jefferson coming up. But before we get to that, we remind you, on behalf of the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, who celebrates being a part of a team, snow means slow. Slow down and drive for the conditions in the wintertime, and certainly today could end up being one of those days from the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety. Keys to Success are sponsored by Central Dakota Eye Care in Peer. Here we go in Keys to Success and the Governors and SODAC 16. Their head coach, Brianna Kusler, off of the season we'd call up and down, I think, coach, but still a 9-11 campaign. You had a lot of great moments, had a lot of disappointment, I think, at times. But the momentum that you gained coming into the SODAC 16 off of a loss at Roosevelt, but still what we called a pretty well-played game, gives you some promise coming into this one, I think.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we carried that momentum into this week of practice, and the boys have been competing really hard and doing a lot of really quality things. The areas of emphasis have been offensive execution, and that's what it's been for a long time. But now it feels like we're gelling a lot more than we have been. And they're playing with a lot of confidence, because they should be playing with confidence. It's something that we've been preaching since day one, and feels like now we're kind of getting our mojo back.
It was 11 days ago, Jefferson comes to Pier. They beat you by 10 points in a game where I think the major issue, getting back on defense, is such a fixable problem. You hope that if that's turned around here today, you're looking at really good things.
Absolutely. I mean, they're a very athletic bunch. They like to release in transition. We know that. So we've got our halfback, fullback in transition. You'll see very similar characteristics that you saw last Saturday at Roosevelt, and I thought that we handled them really well. So very similar plan of attack as far as containing them in defensive transition, or our defensive transition. And then we want to make sure that we're forcing them to play defense. They don't have a super deep bench, so they play their five main guys quite a bit, and then a couple guys off of the bench, but we want to force them to be tired and have to defend us in both the full court and the half court. But definitely that defensive transition for us has been something that we've really been emphasizing as of late, and we needed to make a change.
You played a lot better in the second half of that Tuesday night last week.
Yeah, you know, and you know, I don't feel like it seems like forever ago, if I'm being honest. But it there's, I think the reason because of that is we were a night and day difference that come that next Saturday, and that's something that we've kind of, not that we didn't talk about Jefferson a ton, but we were more focused on the really good things that we did at Roosevelt and continuing to do those things coming into today.
And that started with a really good start at Roosevelt, and I think obviously you want to play better in the first half here today. Getting a good start will help you settle in, and let's hope to see that today.
Yeah, one of the things we just talked about in the locker room, settling in but not settling. This gym is going to get loud. We know that. It's a great environment. It resembles a state tournament, and these boys deserve to go to a state tournament. So we've got to make sure, though, that we are taking care of the basketball, and that starts, though, on the defensive end of things, and that's really what you saw at Roosevelt, was our defense playing into our offense.
The boys got in here last night. We're able to see it. What was a tough game for the girls, you know, and, you know, if history repeats itself from one night to the next afternoon, I mean, there's going to be some things that you're still going to really have to be maybe ready to adjust for.
Yep, absolutely, and that's something that the teams that adjust the best are the ones that come out on top. We'll be definitely looking to do that tonight.
All right, so again, with them, you're looking at maybe one or two, especially players that you have to keep a handle on. Caden here, very good player, both ends of the floor. Griffin Wilde got a lot of the speed game going for them last week, but I think it all begins for the Governors in taking care of the basketball.
Absolutely, yep. We've got to make sure that we're containing both, I mean, Ashley and Wilde in transition and in the half court, and then also making it difficult for Year and not just giving him any easy looks, because he is a very quality player. But then it really starts with us. We got to get back to focusing on our side of the game, using our defense to play into our offense, looking to push the tempo, pushing with patience, and then rebounding. That's always been a key of ours, is we've got to make sure that we win the board.
Coach, don't play well, all right?
Yes, thank you.
Brianna Kuzler, the head coach of the Pier Governors, with Coach's comments and her keys to success. They're brought to you by Central Dakota Eye Care in Pier. The Governors, one win away, obviously, from the state basketball tournament, but so too are the Jefferson Cavaliers, and we'll talk to their head coach, Tim Reck, of the Cavs after this, from Central Dakota Eye Care in Pier.
The key to success starts with vision. Hi, this is Dr. Nick Marso of Central Dakota Eye Care. Yearly comprehensive eye exams are key in detecting eye conditions before symptoms appear. Call us today at 224-6128 to schedule an appointment. New patients always welcome. The staff at Central Dakota Eye Care is proud of our area youth and support their high school activities. Best of luck in today's game. Central Dakota Eye Care, 640 East Sioux Avenue in Pier. Better vision for a great life.
All right, one more Four Keys to Success. We're with Tim Reck, the head coach of the Jefferson Cavaliers, off of a fine season, coach for the first year of the program, so to speak. But 12-8, you guys had a really good finish. We saw you last week. I thought you played pretty well, and it certainly looked like you played well against Saturday in a win to finish the regular season against Aberdeen Central.
Well, thank you very much. Yeah, we thought we played really well at the end of the season. We had a little hiccup just before we went to Pier against Lincoln and Washington, and we got things squared away, and I thought, yeah, we ended our season the way we wanted it.
You know, I look at your schedule, and it kind of scares me that you're 9-0 against the ESD teams. I don't know if you looked at it that closely. Obviously, there is a little bit of a difference in the Metro game this season compared to the ESD game, but what does that say about where you are at this time of the year?
It just means we played well when we had to. I mean, I haven't looked at it. You're the first one to mention it to me about that, so you know that kind of makes me feel good. But I also know that to do that, you got to play in some really, really tough venues, and you got to play really well to make that happen.
Well, you did that last week against Pier, a team that has that ability. But you guys had that transition game going so well; they kind of picked things up in the second half. What are your biggest concerns tonight?
Well, we know they're probably going to try and stop our transition, so we got to make sure that we get our out of transition when we can. Don't try and force things too much. Take what they give us. We know that we kind of got out quick on them the first time, and that's not going to be the same tonight.
You play a game, play a team the second time around, especially so close to time-wise, but I don't know that you can really expect everything to go exactly the same.
No doubt about that. I don't expect it to go the same at all. I know that they're very well coached, and they got some athletes on that team, and they'll be ready for us, and so we put a couple wrinkles in, and we'll see if that helps anything, but yeah, we know we're going to have to play well to win tonight.
Yeah, things that you want to improve this time around?
We didn't shoot free throws very well last time, so that's something we got to make sure we do better tonight.
Yeah, and you know, free throw shooting definitely was a part of that game, I thought, and I think even Pier didn't shoot that well either, so whoever does a better job in the fundamentals is probably the team that comes out on top.
I would agree 100%. We always tell our guys there's two things that are going to win games. It's rebounding and free throws at the end of a game.
There's no rookies left out there, is there?
No, there's not. There's no hidden secrets out there anymore.
Yeah, everybody's got chemistry. What other keys to success do you have tonight?
We got to make sure we guard their best players to the best of our ability. I mean, Keenholz, he can go off at any time, and it's one of those things where we might hold him down for a quarter, but we're just waiting for him to get going, so we got to make sure we take care of him and just rebound like crazy and see what we can do.
Coach, looking forward to it. Good luck tonight. All right?
Hey, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
And our second chat with Tim Reck in the last 11 days as his coach's comments and keys to success are sponsored by Central Dakota Eye Care in Pier. Governor's back to the locker room. The Cavaliers are out to warm up once again. Let's take a two-minute break, and our starting lineups are coming up as we bring you the SODAC 16, number 6 versus number 11 on River 92.7 and DRGNews.com.
Dakota Storm Roofing is a locally owned roofing company in Pier, specializing in both residential and commercial roofing services. They can handle your asphalt shingle, metal roofing, and flat roof needs. New construction, plus all types of roof repairs. They can handle the finishing touches, adding fascia, soffit, and gutters too. No job is too big or too small. For a free estimate, call Dakota Storm Roofing at 280-9794. Go to DakotaStormRoofing.com or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
Hey, DQ fans, when was the last time you ordered the crispy classic chicken strips or the juicy rotisserie-style chicken bites? Both baskets are sumptuous, tender, and paired with Texas toast and golden French fries. With options this good, either choice is the perfect choice. Enjoy your favorite chicken basket today at DQ. Happy, tastes good.
There's one place to watch Pier Governor Sports online, and that's LiveTicket.tv. GoGovs Live is where you can find Pier Governor Sports online. And the folks at Live Ticket thank all of the sponsors that help make sure that it's all brought to you for free. And if you'd like to sponsor Pier Governor Sports, just call Live Ticket at 833-605-LIVE. That's 833-605-LIVE. Pure Governor Sports. Watch them online with live tickets.
Chances are you're overlooking a big energy thief in your home or commercial building, the garage doors. But Overhead Door Company of Pierre can help stop that energy waste with a full range of insulated, weathertight garage doors. Their residential garage doors give you insulated performance at an uninsulated price. And their Thermacore insulated steel doors give commercial buildings the energy efficiency they demand today. Find out more. Call Overhead Door Company of Pierre at 1-800-649-9905 and put a stop to the garage door energy thief.
Our Becky Potts of the State Farm pregame show continues as we're about 2 minutes left to go before the pregame clock winds down here at Sioux Falls Jefferson. Good to have you here on a Saturday afternoon. Hope the weather turns out, but right now all attention on the basketball on the floor here at Jefferson High School. As we take a look at the starting lineups in this one, starters are brought to you by the folks at Envirotech in Pierre. Of course, the Governors will continue with the same starting five. Jacob Mayer, the 5'11 junior. Matthew Hansen, the 6'4 senior shooter. Lincoln Keenholz, the do-everything 6'3 guard, along with Jackson Edmond, the 6'7 junior in the middle. And Christian Bush also playing the post at 6'4 and the junior. The Governors are 9-11 on the season. The 11 seed in the SODAC 16. Head coach Brianna Kusler, assisted by Skip Kurth, Brevin Kaiser, Lonnie Heyer, and Daniel Traversy. Starting lineups for the Jefferson Cavaliers. The new kids on the block, the number six seed with a 12-8 record. They'll use the same starting five as they had 11 nights ago in Pierre, with Taylen Ashley, a good one at the point, a 6-foot junior. Griffin Wilde made a lot of plays in the speed game last week, a 6-foot-2 junior. Also, Bo Giblin, a junior at 6 feet even. The forwards are good ones too. Mason Riley, a 6'5 junior, but the one to watch will be Caden Year, a 6'6 junior. He scored 20 points in the win for Jefferson last week, and he'll try to lead the way this year as well. Ashley, Wilde, and Giblin are the guards. Riley and Year are the forwards as the starting five there for Sioux Falls Jefferson. And their head coach, Tim Reck, assisted by Tanner Hillbrands, Jalen Snaza, and Josh Thomas. And we mentioned Jefferson in their 12-8 record, actually 9-0 against ESD teams this year. Governors try to break that string, hopefully with an upset win here today. Starting lineups are brought to you by Envirotech in Pierre. We'll talk about game officials after we give you a 2-minute timeout, and we're back with more of our pregame show. Pierre Governor postseason basketball on River 92.7 and DRGNews.com.
Envirotech in Pierre is seeking a route driver with or without CDL certification. Training will be provided, earn a $7,500 sign-on bonus, $17 to $19 an hour or depending on experience. Full benefits after 60 days. Envirotech has been servicing the area for 30 years and are looking for someone to join their team. If you are energetic, self-directed, and looking for a great long-term place to be, call Envirotech at 224-4804 today or go to wasteconnections.com employment tab to apply. Envirotech has you covered.
Finances, retirement, and investments can all be confusing. Even though we have access to an infinite amount of information, often there is a disconnect between what we should do and what we are actually doing. That's why at Ranke Gray Wealth Management, our team has devoted over 35 years to bringing clear advice about reaching financial independence. The information you need and how to apply it is as simple as calling Scott and I at 224-5959 or visit RankeGray.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial Member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through GWM Advisors, a registered investment advisor. GWM and Ranke Gray Wealth Management are separate entities from LPL Financial.
You have a lot of expenses to juggle as a business owner. Worrying about health insurance for your employees shouldn't be one. Avera Health Plans could save your business up to 30% on health insurance costs without compromising your employees' benefits. You get access to a large network of providers and specialists, as well as 24/7 virtual provider visits with Avera Now. Now that's a deal. We make getting a quote and switching employer plans easy. Call your agent or get a quote at AveraHealthPlans.com/save.
Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota in Pierre makes it easy when looking for a new vehicle. They get all available vehicle information so you can spend less time researching and more time enjoying your purchase. Check out new and used specials for additional info at GatewayFordToyota.com. Nobody, and I mean nobody, beats a Gateway deal. Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota, 518 East Sioux Avenue, Pierre.
With more and more people being at home, chances are you'll access a social media site to stay in touch with family and friends. Before you do this, please check your privacy settings to ensure you're being the safest you can be. For step-by-step instructions on how to check and change your privacy settings for Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Snapchat, TikTok, and the like, go to consumer.sd.gov. With questions, contact South Dakota Consumer Protection Division, 1-800-300-1986, or email consumerhelp@state.sd.us.
Back at Jefferson High School, the new school, which is out on Marion Road in the northwestern part of Sioux Falls, as we've got a window right behind us that is facing the north. And just before we had that national anthem break here, the rain that had been falling, it turned into snow pellets, and they were just beating against that window all of a sudden. So that winter weather advisory is becoming a real thing now, especially through the southern tier of South Dakota. Getting home could be a little bit of an issue today, but let's worry about the game on the floor here for the next hour and a half to 2 hours, shall we? You just heard from the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, their Division of Consumer Protection. They give us our law on the court tonight and this afternoon in our law on the court. Our game officials who were assigned by and licensed by the South Dakota High School Activities Association to officiate this postseason basketball game. Today's game officials are Nick Ahman, Jerry Beers, and Scott Mack, a veteran crew. And again, thanks to them for doing their job, doing what they do on the court and officiating high school sports, which can certainly be a bit of a thankless job. Nick Ahman, Jerry Beers, Scott Mack, the law on the court, sponsored by the South Dakota Attorney General's Office. Jefferson and Pierre for the second day in a row. Last night it was the Jefferson Cavaliers avenging a preseason loss to the Pierre Governors, which is, of course, Tuesday night last week. Pierre won that game 43-40. But last night Jefferson picked up their defense, and they were able to get a lot of transition baskets, a lot like the Jefferson boys were able to do against the Governor boys Tuesday night of last week at Rick's High Gym. Let's maybe see if the Governor boys can turn the tide like the Jefferson girls did last night and avenge their preseason or a regular season loss to these Cavaliers as tip-off is coming up. Speaking of the girls' games last night, in addition to the Jefferson win over Pierre 52-38, Sioux Falls Washington defeated Roosevelt 83-62, O'Gorman over Yankton 50-25, Lincoln beating Mitchell 43-38. Out west, Rapid City Stevens got a 56-32 win over Brookings, and Rapid City Central 56-20 over Watertown. Then Brandon Valley defeated Spearfish 45-33, and Huron was knocked off by Harrisburg, the only upset according to the seedings last night, at Harrisburg winning at Huron 51-43. Harrisburg got a decent halftime lead. Huron came from behind and took a lead. But as we understand, Harrisburg ended that game on a 13-3 run, so they were down 40-38, but they win it 51-43. So the first round of the state AA girls basketball tournament in Rapid City next week has number one Sioux Falls Washington taking on number eight Jefferson. That'll be followed by the Rapid City matchup, number four Stevens against number five Central. Then in the evening session, O'Gorman, the two seed, will take on Sioux Falls Lincoln. And number three, Brandon Valley, goes up against number 11, Harrisburg, in the final matchup of that first round. That's what's happening there. Once again, one game in the books in boys basketball already. Sioux Falls Washington in overtime defeated Watertown 70-63. O'Gorman had a 15-point lead over Huron at halftime. Yankton leading by six at Aberdeen at the break. Every other game starting at least at 3 o'clock when we do, or a little bit later. And we'll keep you updated on those. Let's take a final one-minute timeout to close off our Becky Potsdam State Farm pregame show. The opening tip coming up, the Governors and the Cavaliers next on River 92.7.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
ComTech.
has your technology solution. Check out their showroom in Pier, located conveniently behind Walmart, and see what you have been missing. There's a large selection of TVs, sound systems, and smart speakers, PCs, desktops, and tablets, home and business security and telecommunication systems. ComTech is your all-in-one solution for any technology needs. They wish the Pier Governors best of luck at ComTech. Come see what you have been missing.
Welcome back to Sioux Falls Jefferson High School. Brian Oakland with the play-by-play. We're about to jump center. The opening tip is brought to you by ComTech, Communication and Electronic Services in Pier. Driven by the Office of Highway Safety, reminding us buzz driving is drunk driving. This is Pier Governor postseason basketball and your official voice to the Governors, River 92.7 KGFX FM, Pier, a member of DRG Media Group. It's Jefferson controlling the opening tip as they'll head from right to left. Here we're set up in the corner, same spot we were last night. Looking for three is Taylen Ashley. Left side, top of the key, and that won't go. Off the mark, Lincoln Keenholz down with the Governor rebound, and the Governors will take their first possession in road black today with the green numbers, white trim. Backside, lob pass. Jackson Edmond comes down with it on the left block. He'll kick out. Jacob Mayer, the senior, puts the Governors on the board with a three ball. From the left side, Mayer spotted up and calmly hits it. The Governors strike first at 3-0. Up ahead is Sioux Falls Jefferson. Unable to break the pressure of the Governors. And again, transition baskets. There were times the Governors got beat down the floor after made baskets last week. Here's a block and a takeaway by Edmond, but his outlet is taken back by the Cavaliers. Now a little jumper at the free throw line, up no good. And Christian Bush has the rebound. Governors dodge a bullet there. So Pier with a 3-0 lead, looking to double that. As Mayer wanted another one from the right side after hitting one from the left. This one off the front of the rim. And that'll ricochet back in our direction and out of bounds. It'll be Jefferson basketball. Sioux Falls Jefferson in home white with the Hunter Green numbers. The gold trim. Here's Lincoln Keenholz taking a pass away, but it's taken right back by Bo Giblin. Giblin goes the other way, scooping, layup, up no good, almost tipped, but it's off the glass and down to Christian Bush. Boy, Giblin made a heck of a play, not only denying a Governor basket, but probably denying a Lincoln Keenholz jam, which could have maybe gotten the Governors going momentum-wise early on in this game. 6:10 to play, first quarter. Keenholz closed off. He'll lob it in down, inside to Bush. Bush too strong off the glass, though. No good. Mason Riley with a rebound. Miss of a golden opportunity there for the Governors. Jefferson fans wanted a charge on Bush as he lowered the shoulder and put a defender on the floor. They may have tried to sell that a little bit, but so far, big change from last night's game. They didn't let him play last night. Governors had six early fouls in that game. So far, nothing here as Mason Riley air balls a jump hook. Bush down with a catch on the fly. Governors up ahead. Keenholz misses, but there's Edmond to clean it up and put it back home. Keenholz couldn't quite reach the finger roll. Now up ahead quickly, and we do have a foul here. The miss of the layup kept alive by Riley, and he may have gotten pushed out of bounds, and that's what's going to be the call as the Governors are out to a 5-0 lead. First foul for the Governors is on Christian Bush. The inbound comes to the corner and a three ball hit by Griffin Wilde. Up and in. Jefferson on the board for the first time. That one hit from the left corner. Keenholz to set it up to Mayer. Now Edmond. He's going to be given the space, looking for the answer, and he will put it home. Jackson Edmond from the right side. Give him the time and the space to spot up, and he'll put him down. Does most of his handiwork inside the paint. Pier leading 8-3 as Ashley is in and out and back in again from long range. Taven Ashley, who had a big first half in Pier 11 nights ago. A little more quiet in the second half scoring-wise, but he is certainly a scoring threat. 8-6 so far. Governors leading. We're 3.5 minutes in, 4.5 to go. Quarter number one. Bush steps up to the left elbow, and given the time and the space to shoot, he'll burn you as well. 4-point Governor lead. Christian putting his first two down. Up ahead, Wilde wants another three. That one too strong, and Bush has it tipped away, but Keenhole's down with the rebound. Lincoln up ahead. He'll get reached in upon by Taylen Ashley. And this foul on the floor, first of the day for Jefferson. Tim Reck will send his first substitution in. Mason Riley checking out. Dawson Sexer is a 6-foot sophomore. On for the first time. Sexer actually was ill last week, so he didn't play against the Governors. There's a nice inbound. Matthew Hansen to Lincoln Keenholz with a leaner up and in. The finger roll good. The Governors off to a good start. 12-6. We're halfway through quarter number one. You think of that good start they had at Sioux Falls Roosevelt last week. So far, kind of gets that same feeling. Obviously, as we found out last week, a lot of ball game to go. Here's Year. Caden Year for his first. This one off the rim, but over the top of the backboard. That'll be ruled out of bounds. And nothing doing on that possession for the Cavaliers. Edmund will inbound. Mayer back to Edmund to get it past Year. Jackson up across the timeline. Actually packed, back to Mayer as he sets things up. Here's Hansen in front of the Jefferson bench. Inside high post. Edmund hounded. Back to Bush, steps up and hits a three. Christian Bush with a big shot down as the Governors are 3-for-4 from long range early on. A 9-point peer lead, 15-6. 3:15 to play. Hansen sticks a knee out and impedes the progress of Bo Giblin. Matthew Hansen's first foul, this one coming in the backcourt. Super important, as we talked about with Coach BK, to get off to a quick start for Pierre, and so far that has happened. But again, this is going to have to be a 32-minute trend. As Wilde tries one over the top of Edmund, that doesn't come up roses for him. It's the Keenhole's rebound. Governors with a 3-2 advantage, and Edmund misses the layup. That one rimming in and out. Ashley down with the rebound. Up ahead, and we'll have a foul called here. And this is a hard foul to call, in my opinion. Wilde's leaning in. Bush is trying to catch up. And Wilde, his body was almost 45 degrees. He was a little bit out of control. But ironically, if it wasn't for Christian Bush, Griffin Wilde probably hits the ground hard with no contact. Bush actually held him up. Commits the foul. Free throws here for Wilde, the first of the game. The first one is up and good, but Christian Bush has now picked up his second personal foul, and he'll have to check out. That after a nice little 5-point start for the big fella. Looking around, I guess I'm shielded. I'm sure that's Jet Zabel who came in first for Christian Bush. Now Zabel on the left side of the lane. The second free throw, no good. Brought down by Lincoln Keenholz. Pierre with an 8-point lead at 15-7 at the 2:45 mark of quarter number one. Mayer sets things up. Here's Edmund from Hansen. Jackson, no good. Rebound kept alive from Keenholz. Pulled in by Jet Zabel. And the arrow points to the Governors, so they'll get to keep this possession. And as Griffin Wilde checks out, David Jones, a 6'5 senior, good player off the bench, in for the Cavaliers. Jacob Mayer out for Pierre, as well as Jack Merkwan is on for the first time. Mentioned Jet Zabel in there, still Keenholz, Edmund, and Hansen. Maybe the top three for the Governors as Edmund tried to feed it back into Merkwan, but it's tipped and taken away. Up ahead, Sexer is blocked. No, a blocking foul to Jackson Edmund. Yes, free throws will be coming here for Dawson Sexer in off the bench. An 8-point advantage for Pierre. Jefferson with an opportunity to put a couple down. Sexer's first of two is off the mark. No good. Missed that one to the right. He'll try another one. Didn't look real comfortable at the line on that first attempt. See what he looks like here. Crouches, fires, in and out. No good. It'll be a Governor rebound as Zabel controls. Free throws, according to Tim Reck, and we remember, was an issue for both teams at Riggs High Gym Tuesday of last week. Here's Edmund at the right elbow to Zabel. He'll find Keenholz. Giblin on him. Lincoln with a fake and a fire. Shot up, no good for three. Pulled down by Jack Merquan, but then he will double dribble. Put it down once and picked it up, put it down again. Third turnover here for the Governors. 6 minutes in, two to go, quarter number one. The Governors sticking on 15 here for the last couple of minutes. Passed a year across the timeline. Give it off to Sexer, and now a reset here with Taylen Ashley. Center circle, and we're looking at the Cavalier emblem in the middle of the court, upside down. From the angle that we've got it here. Giblin underneath, might have traveled with it, got it back to Ashley, fires a three from the wing, no good. Jones tips it, and Giblin down with an offensive rebound, but now Keenholz will take it away. One on one, and he beats Taylen Ashley to the punch and to the rim. Lincoln Keenholz with a big basket there. The Governors get off the 15-point schneid, now lead by 10, 17-7. Sexer on the right wing down to Jones, baseline. Back out to Ashley. Quick swing all the way around to Year, now up top again. Year will get it back. Baseline left, Dawson Sexer. Up top, Keenholz almost got another steal, but Giblin comes away with it. Now a cheap foul here for Matthew Hansen reaching around, and Hansen will pick up his second foul. Well, the Governor boys were here last night, and even though these officials have let them play so far, if they learned anything from last night, going to have to remember there's no need to pick up fouls well away from the basket. You might need them later on. Fresh shot clock here now for Jefferson. Hansen checks out. Ben Heisler on for the first time here today, 6'2 junior for the Governors. Here's Mason Riley, he's back in there, one of the starting forwards. Nowhere to go with it, finds Year in front of the Governor bench. Merquan defending, switching off to David Jones. He picks up his dribble. Governors have the Cavs down to 10 on the shot clock. Governor defense doing well. Cade Kaiser doing a good job. Jones from the baseline, though, is good. Patient possession there for Sioux Falls Jefferson. They ran a lot of time off the clock, and David Jones off the bench gets that one to go. Pierre can play for the last shot here with a 17-9 advantage. 9 seconds to 8 and 7. Keenholz just going to pull up and hit a three. That one from college range. Keenholz for a long one. Ashley at the buzzer is good. Top of the key on the run, and he banks it in off the glass. Taylen Ashley puts a charge right back onto that Jefferson bench, and the Gales Gas Service scoreboard, it's Pier 20 and the Cavaliers 12. Scoreboard brought to you by Gales Gas Service in Pier, and we'll take a 60-second timeout, back with quarter number two here in the Sodak 16 in Sioux Falls on River 92.7.
Hi, I'm Stephen Webb, and I work at Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota here in Pier. I want all of us to buy local, not just because I work at a local business, but because I know when I buy local, I just help someone else who lives here in Pier. My local purchases and your local purchases provide for all of us. They pay for someone's wages, their bills, their kids' clothes, and these are incredibly important things. That's why I buy local, and I hope you do too.
Show your love for local in person or online at pierarea.shopwhereilive.com.
South Dakota didn't always have a capital, or even a permanent settlement for that matter. There wasn't always a river city on the Missouri River. And before First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872, there wasn't always a bank in South Dakota. Every timeless institution, tradition, and thriving business was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
Back at Sioux Falls Jefferson, a buzzer beater for Taylen Ashley. Remember last week, Caden Year hit a half-court buzzer beater to close out the first half. And almost the same thing going on here. It's a three ball for Jefferson on the first of possession of the second period as David Jones hits one from the left wing. 20-12 at the end of one, now 20-15, but that's six in a row scored quickly for Sioux Falls Jefferson as Cade Kaiser put the ball on the floor. And he is reached in upon by Mason Riley, who will pick up his first personal foul, only the second for the home team here. Governors have five fouls early on. As Merkwan has to push it in, he'll find Keenholz with a high pass there. Top of the key right side, swings it over to the left. Here's Kaiser. Kaiser on the floor with it to Merkwan. Jack wanted space, didn't get it. Gets back to Kaiser here, plenty of time on this possession. Merkwan up high, short, off the mark too. Merkwan maybe forced that one as Riley with the rebound. Here by five, first minute here in the second period. Governors led by 10 at 17-7. Now Sexer wants three, and that one up no good. Edmund with a one-handed rebound. His second one was being held a little bit. As the Governors come back left to right, there's Keenholz for his second in a row. Three ball good for Lincoln Keenholz, who has 8 points. Make it 10 now. In the paint, lost by Wilde, picked up by Cade Kaiser, and the Governors head back the other direction. Left to right, on the move is Edmund. As he muscles it up, it'll score. David Jones will be called for the foul. There's what the Governors will need a lot of today, in my opinion. Jackson Edmund getting aggressive, taking the ball to the rack. He gets the bucket, he gets the foul, and he'll induce a timeout before his three-point play opportunity. 6:33 to play, quarter number two, and the Governors open up a 10-point lead again, 25-15. Jackson will be shooting a free throw when we return. After this 30-second timeout from Coca-Cola Bottling and Pier, this is Governor Basketball.
This Governor Sports Moment is being brought to you by the independent insurance team at Fisher Rounds and Associates of Pier. The Pier Governor Wrestling Team won four consecutive state Class A wrestling titles from 2015 to 2018, and they were led by Will Terman, who became the first Governor wrestler in the history of the sport in Pier to win four state individual championships. He was named the NWCA Wrestler of the Year in 2017 and the Class A Wrestler of the Year in 2018. Will Terman, one of Pier's finest. This Governor Sports Moment has been brought to you by the independent insurance team at Fisher Rounds and Associates of Pier.
Well, for those on the radio audience, Will Terman and that commercial from Fisher Rounds and Associates, little brother Gabe Terman is a state champion in the state of Nebraska as of a couple of weekends ago. Congratulations to the Terman family. Out of that timeout, the free throw missed by Jackson Edmund. Jefferson down with the rebound. It's 25-15. Governor's lead. We're at the 6:15 mark of the second quarter. Brian Oakland, good to have you with us. Is we play on a jump hook here for Riley is no good. Heisler there underneath to pick up the rebound. Edmund crossing over, picks his dribble up at the free throw line. He'll get it to Brecken Kruger. Brecken on out of the timeout for the first time today, 6'1 junior. Here's Keenholz, survey. They double up on him. He'll get it to Kaiser. Now Kruger didn't pull the trigger from deep. Picks up the dribble here. Now Kaiser again with 10 on the shot clock. Tries to feed underneath to Heisler on the screen and roll, but the ball is kicked away by Griffin Wilde, and the Governors will inbound. And they'll add 10 seconds on the shot clock with that kicked basketball. It was down to 5. So now back to 15. Taylen Ashley was out briefly. He's back in. David Jones checking out for the Cavaliers. Didn't think to ask Coach Shantiva Pruitt last night about Taylen Ashley, but I know Pruitt's maiden name was Ashley. I don't know if they're brother and sister. Possible. Kruger for three. No good. Kept alive, though, by Lincoln Keenholz, and the Governors get a fresh shot clock. Lincoln wants to drive. That one dribbled off, apparently, of his own foot. A lot of traffic there in the middle. Didn't see how that one got so quickly out of bounds, but it'll be a Governor turnover. They're fourth here in this game, 25-15. They still lead by 10 early on. Here's Giblin to Year to Riley, trying to go the other way to Wilde down on the left block, but Jackson Edmund will tip it away out of bounds. One thing about last week's game, Jackson Edmund was still just coming off of that ankle injury that he lost two games to. Wasn't 100%. Don't know what his percentage would be on this game, but certainly looks a lot better so far. Year drives against him and will travel. Tried to pivot and spin around Edmund. Good job defensively for Edmund to shuffle right with him. And Caden Yeard, good move. A common basketball move, but maybe just did it a little too well that time. Third turnover for Jefferson. 5-5 to go, second quarter. You're looking to add to a 10-point advantage. Edmund at the left elbow. He'll spin. Pivot foot down, jump hook up, and good. Jackson Edmund with 9. Governors lead by 12 so far, their biggest lead of the game. Under 5 minutes to play, first half, as Giblin working against Cade Kaiser. Now Ashley has it on the far side, up top. Puts things in motion. Giblin, quick fire, 3 air balls as Kruger can't handle it on the other side. Oh, Giblin shot a little quickly on that one and missed everything. Riley checking out. David Jones back in after a break. 15 on the shot clock here for Sioux Falls Jefferson as they get it in from Giblin to Wilde. Underneath, Caden Yeer looking for his first points of the night. And he's going to try to get him from the free throw line. Jackson Edmund got caught up into the air, came down on top of Caden Yeer, and Yeer will go to the free throw line. But there's a big difference right there. Yeer, who scored 20 points last week, a week and a half ago against the Governors. First free throw up, it's no good. He's held scoreless so far. He's only attempted 1 3-point shot on the floor. But Edmund picking up his second personal, going to have to check out. So now you've got Edmund, Hansen, and Bush, 3 starters, all with 2 personals for the Governors. Second free throw, Caden Yeer. That's in and out, no good. And then the rebound will be tipped. It'll go to Pierre. Wilde, the last to touch. Jefferson 1-for-6 from the stripe so far here in this first half. Kaiser to inbound. Matt Hansen back in for the Governors. He and Cade play catch back and forth to work it up toward the timeline, now across with a second to spare. Here's Keenholz. Had some space momentarily to shoot, but he does not. Plays it patiently. Now Jet Zabel underneath. Good feed from Kaiser. And Zabel up and in for 2 on the right side. Bunny. The lead to 14 for the Governors. 29-15 now. As Wilde forced it inside. Gets it back. Out on the perimeter, drives, good job defensively, but a good finish there for Griffin Wilde. Fortunate bounce. Points numbers 5 and 6 for Wilde. He had 18 in the win over the Governors last week. Keenholz with a long two-hander off to Heisler. Now Ben Heisler in the lane as he tried to go double pump. And we'll have a foul here on Zabel. This was a good block shot, good defensive effort by David Jones on Ben Heisler. Jones comes down with the rebound, and then Zabel clips him. That'll be the first personal for Jet Zabel, but we go to the other end, and Jefferson is shooting free throws. 17 fouls for the Governors. Got 3 on the board for the Cavaliers. David Jones, who has 5 points so far in this one. A 1-1 front end, no good. Zabel. Thought that might have been Jet who tipped it, but it was Wilde around Zabel. Zabel just shielded it. As Sioux Falls Jefferson continues to struggle from the line. Governors will be fine with that. It's 29-17. Here leads by a dozen. Here's Keenholz taking the handoff. Cavalier defense, or fans want some defense. Hansen with it left side up top, switching off as Jones as he defends. Matthew Hansen will be given an opening, and he takes it up and in and lays it up and in with the left hand. Good bucket there for Matthew Hansen, but here come the Cavaliers quickly again. And a nice feed with Ashley underneath to David Jones. Point blank range, he's able to score. Jones with 7 points off the bench. 31-19. Hansen going to get doubled up, but he'll put the ball on the floor, and now he'll get a push. Hansen may have gotten bailed out a little bit here. Is that Jones or is it Yeer? I think it finger signals saying David Jones. No, I think the announcer said first. I don't think they put it up yet. We'll give that one to Cade and Year for the time being. Beer by 12. Here's Hansen on the right side. 2.5 to play. Turnaround shot for Kienholz on the right baseline is no good. Zabel battling with Year for the rebound, and Jett the last to touch. It'll go out of bounds. Beer comes up empty on that possession. Now 2:24 to go. First half. If you draw any similarities from the good start that the Governors had at unbeaten Roosevelt last Saturday, Roosevelt played a great second quarter. The Governors went cold, but so far that hasn't happened here today. Governor fans hoping certainly that that doesn't come to be the case. Here's Wilde on the baseline in a little bit of trouble. Kicked it out. Sexer quickly over to Taylen Ashley. Can't get this three ball down. Kaiser with the rebound. Gets it all the way across and up the court. Kienholz with it now. Lincoln. He'll fire and hit the three. There's a whistle as Benjamin Heisler hits the deck underneath the basket. The question here is, was this before the shot? Got to count the basket. They do. Three-pointer is good for Lincoln Kienholz, and there will be a foul against Ben Heisler underneath. As Jefferson put him to the deck. Taylen Ashley has a second foul on the board. Pierre's going to get another possession now after that made three. Lincoln 3-for-4 from beyond the arc. He's got 13 points. Griffin Wilde checking out. Jefferson fans growing restless here in a very loud but very cool high school basketball gym. There's Kienholz underneath, and he'll be called with a charge on Taylen Ashley. Give and go. Kienholz to Zabel, back to Lincoln, roaming the baseline. Offensive foul, Lincoln's first personal. Wanted to go up high. I think Lincoln definitely wanted to throw one down there, but Taylen Ashley got caught in the way. Minute and a half to play, first half, Pier by 15. 34-19 is Ashley down on the baseline. Gets it back, Bo Giblin. Now Ashley again. From the wing up top, Giblin looks right. Has to go back that way to Caden Year. High post, Jones out to the corner, Sexer. 7 on the shot clock, another pass. Here's Ashley for 3. That one in and out, no good. Zabel rebounds. Ashley with 2 threes, but 3 misses. And now a foul here as Kienholz on the floor at half court. Cavaliers are finding out that what was working in Pier last Tuesday, same things aren't working so well here as Taylen Ashley picks up his third personal. Point guard with 3 for the Cavaliers. We're in the final minute of the second quarter. Pier led 20-12 at the end of one. Here's Kienholz feeding underneath. Zabel is denied by Year, but he keeps it alive. And then the ball off of the heel on the near side out of bounds off of Cade Kaiser. Boy, that was a great move for the Governors. But a better defensive play by Caden Year. He's had a rough offensive game, hasn't scored yet, but he just made a huge defensive play. Now he's looking to score inside, and he will. Ball rolls around a few times, finally falls, and the assist from Dawson Sexer. Caden Year with his first basket, 34-21, Governors. Shot clock off, 20 seconds to play. Right now, Pierce got to get a bucket down, but don't give Jefferson enough time to put a long shot up. They've done it twice now, once today, once last week. Kienholz having trouble with the dribble, and there's a kick of the basketball. And Jefferson, the guilty party, as Giblin had fallen down. He kicks the ball away, and Pier will have 7 seconds left to try to get one down. Some of the crowd wanted a 5-second violation. Didn't look like Kienholz was really advancing the dribble very much. Kaiser will inbound from across the way. He finds Zabel. Jett fakes. Now Merkwan will drive, loses it, picks it up. Left-hander is up and good, and your first half will come to an end. Not pretty, but oh, so effective for Jack Merkwan with a left-hand reverse layup, and the Pier Governors go into the halftime break with a 15-point lead on the Jefferson Cavaliers. The Gales Gas Service scoreboard reads 36-21, Pier on top. Scoreboard brought to you by Gales Gas Service in Pier. As we pause for 2 minutes, let's make it 3 minutes, and we're back for our Leiden & Associates Ameriprise Financial Halftime Break. You're listening to the SODAC 16, the Governors, on your official voice of Pier Governor Sports, River 92.7 and DRGNews.com.
Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms. I'm Rick Doctory, financial advisor with Leiden & Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. I remain true to the vision of always putting clients first. I am ready to help you get where you want to be. Offices located in Northridge Plaza, Pierce, South Dakota. Ameriprise Financial Services, Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
Smart grocery shopping takes a little bit of TLC. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Pier is thrifty, local, and convenient. Do your grocery shopping upstairs. Spacious aisles filled with savings. Shop sporting goods in the lower level. Apparel and footwear for the entire family with brand names like Columbia, Outdoor Research, and Adidas. Hunting and fishing gear, bait and equipment, and guns. Stop by Dakota Mart Gas and save up to 20 cents per gallon every day. Thrifty, local, convenient. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Pier, your hometown neighborhood market.
Oahe Federal Credit Union's recreational loan special is in full swing. With rates as low as 2.25% APR and terms as long as 15 years, now is your chance to get into that new or used boat, jet ski, camper, motorcycle, UTV, or ATV you've been dreaming about. Apply online or stop in at 221 East Pleasant Drive in Pier and let the girls at Oahe Federal Credit Union make that dream a reality.
Oahe Federal Credit Union.
May Adam Law Firm of Pier offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pier, since 1881.
Health, happiness, and home. Hi, this is Tara Sunshine of Kathy Sunshine Properties. We have moved. Visit us at our new office, 301 West Capitol Avenue. We look forward to helping you with all your real estate needs. Our office has been successfully serving the buyers and sellers of the Pier Fort Pier area for over 47 years. Our team has extensive training in the real estate field, and it's our goal to provide you with superior service. Contact me, Tara Sunshine, at 605-224-5588.
Hey, it's the Old Top Gator here with Gators. Pizza, pasta, subs in the Northridge Plaza. Ready to try something new and tasty? Pop on out and try Gator's new Eastern Indian Curry Chicken Pasta or Pizza. An aromatic bouquet of an amazing flavorful sauce, accompanied with our gourmet garlic chicken, Parmesan cream sauce, then topped with fire-roasted peppers and onions, and then grated Parmesan cheese. Spice level is super low on this item. Gator's has dine-in, carry-out, curbside pickup, or delivery through DoorDash.
Gotta go to Gator Pizza Pasta.
Welcome back to Sioux Falls Jefferson, and a great first quarter, first half, in fact, put in by the Pier Governors as they lead the Jefferson Cavaliers 36-21. Pier, just like last week against Sioux Falls Roosevelt here in the big town, got off to a big start, and Roosevelt then obviously had a big second quarter, but here when the Governors led 20-12, that after a buzzer-beating three. Of course, Lincoln Keenholz had a three, but there was about 7 seconds left on the clock, and then up the floor they went. Did the Cavaliers, Taylen Ashley, put a three ball down on the run from the top of the key, and that made it 20-12 instead of 20-9 where it was at that point. Then Ashley hits another three, or rather David Jones hits a three to start the second period, and suddenly Pier's 11-point lead down to five, but the Governors did outplay Jefferson in that second quarter, and they led they had the advantage 16-9 on the board, as it turned out. Right now, leading by 15 at 36-21. Still a lot of ball to be played, but so far the stats looking pretty good. As the Governors, who go 8-14 in the first quarter, add on a 7-12 effort in quarter number two. 15 out of 26, much better than 50% so far. 6 out of 9 from outside the arc. Lincoln Keenholz is 3-for-4. Jacob Mayer has one. Jackson Edmond and Christian Bush, the two bigs, also with three balls down in this game. Pierre is only 0-for-1 from the free throw line. But Keenholz leads the way with 13 points. Edmond next in line with 9. Christian Bush has 5. Mayer with his 3-pointer. Then Matthew Hansen, Jack Merkwan, and Jet Zabel with 2 points apiece. And, of course, Merkwan's reverse layup beats the buzzer to close out that first half of play as well. Meanwhile, for the Jefferson Cavaliers, they started 4 of 12. They get just a 4 of 9 in the second period. So far, 8 out of 21. And half of their shots that have been hit have been from long range. But they're 4 of 11 from that department. And like last Tuesday, struggling at the line, they are only 1 out of 7 to this point. David Jones off the bench leads the Cavs with 6 points. Griffin Wilde make it 7 for Jones. Wilde with 6. Talen Ashley with 2 threes for 6 points. Caden Year, biggest stat of the game, in my opinion, 2 points for the standout 6'6 junior in the middle for Sioux Falls Jefferson. Only 4 players scoring, just 21 on the board for the home team, and a 36-21 Governor advantage. Another major stat, 17-7. That's your rebounding total being controlled, so to speak, by the Governors. And they have a 3-2 advantage on the offensive end as well. Keenholz with 4 rebounds. Bush and Edmond both with 3 unofficially. Jet Zabel also with 3 for Peer. Peer has turned it over 5 times. Jefferson 3. The Cavaliers have a 6-5 advantage in the assist column. Talen Ashley with 4 of those dimes to lead Jefferson. But it is the Governors so far impressively leading 36-21 at the half. Halftime brought to you by Leiden & Associates, Ameriprise Financial in the Northridge Plaza. We'll take a 2-minute break, and we're back with more. Got some more scores that have come in the SODAC 16. We'll update when we return with more here in the SODAC 16 at Sioux Falls Jefferson on River 92.7 and DRGNews.com.
Now you could book flights from Pierre Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking, and no driving when you fly from Pierre Regional Airport. In the time it takes to drive to Myrtle or Gettysburg, you could be in Denver. One-way rates as low as $59, 50-passenger jets, and a one-hour direct flight to Denver. Fly from Pierre Regional Airport.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer in Pierre, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company in Pierre.
When you need building supplies, there's no need to go anywhere except to Bauman Lumber in Fort Pierre. Bauman Lumber is locally owned and offers quality products, expert advice, free estimates, and free local delivery for large or small projects. Whether it's a home improvement project, remodel job, or all new construction, they even welcome special orders. Quality building materials and affordable prices for residential or commercial projects can be found at Bauman Lumber, 1223 Sail Barn Road, Fort Pierre, or call 223-9762.
Want to know what I like best about high school sports? I love watching my son run on the field. I love the fact that since he's been playing high school sports, he's making better decisions. And I love knowing that with the proper equipment, education, conditioning, and coaching, high school sports here in South Dakota are safer than ever before. And that's something I really love.
This message presented by the South Dakota High School Activities Association and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Welcome back to Sioux Falls at Jefferson High. Brian Oakland play-by-play along with Heather Williams and Caleb Brozek. It is a 36-21 Pierre Governor lead on the road with a trip to the state AA basketball tournament on the line. The winner of this game, we know, will take on Sioux Falls Washington in the first round of the state tournament. No reseeding after the boys SODAC 16 in AA. Washington has defeated Watertown 70-63 in a good overtime ball game. Actually, that went to overtime, 54-54, so it seems to be a 16-13, a 16-9 overtime period, so a little bit of a high-scoring effort there for Washington, but they await the winner of this game. Couple more finals are in as Yankton has won at Aberdeen Central, 47-44. Aberdeen finishes 12-9 on the season. Yankton improves to 13-8. O'Gorman with a 79-51 win over Huron. And other scores very quickly, some halftime scores to pass along. Brandon Valley, or rather Sioux Falls Roosevelt leading Sturgis 34-10 early second half. Sioux Falls Lincoln leading Brandon Valley 26-16 as they're underway in the third quarter as well. As are we now, the Comtech opening throw-in for the Governors of the first possession. It's a Jacob Mayer feed underneath the Jackson Edmond. Turnaround jump hook with a left hand finds its way home. Governors now in road black moving from right to left here in the second half as you follow along on the live video stream at drgnews.com, the River 92.7 page. Our thanks to Live Ticket for giving us that. Here's Taylen Ashley with a floater up, no good, but Mason Riley off of the miss will put it back home without bringing it back down to the floor. First two up and in for both teams to start our second half of play, 38-23. Starting five out there for both teams. For Pierre, it's Mayer, Hansen, Keenholz, the guards. Touchy pass here for Mayer. Looking for Hansen cutting across toward the Pierre bench. Almost knocked off of Hansen by Griffin Wilde, but they say Wilde the last to touch. Of course, Edmund and Bush, the bigs, are still in there as well for Pierre. Keenholz will give to Mayer. Right side. Finds Bush. Top of the key. Now Hansen. See how the Governors play it. Well, Hansen's going to fire and hit. Three ball top of the key is good for Matthew Hansen. Thinking maybe they'll play it patiently, but then Hansen pulls the trigger and burns one down. Biggest lead of the game for the Govs is up to 18 now, 41-23. Here's Riley. He'll find Bo Giblin. He wants the answer. That one's halfway down, and it's back out. And Ashley, with the tip of the rebound, will throw it off of the ankle of one of the Governors underneath, and it'll still be Cavalier basketball. Off the left side of the key. Right down here, we're looking on this end of the floor. As Jefferson moves left to right, Ashley tries to feed the year down on the post, but leads him too far, and the pass goes out of bounds. Governor ball here. Turnover number four in the game for Sioux Falls Jefferson. It's been a pretty clean game turnover-wise for both teams. Here's Hansen to Keenholz. Hansen with a nice receive, reaching behind him with one hand to get it up across. Bush, high post to Edmond, feeds Hansen. No, too strong off the glass. Nice move there, great play, but Maddie misses that one. Year going the distance. There will be a foul. Bush trying to demonstrate that he was straight up. Edmond came back from behind and blocked it away, but it was Christian Bush who is called for the foul. That'll be his third. So Taylen Ashley, starting point guard for Jefferson, had three before the end of the first half. Christian Bush picks up his third right away here in the second half, and Caden Year rims the first one in and out, no good from the line. Bush will have to check out. Jet Zabel in. Zabel, the 6'2 junior, played big in the first half. 41-23 here. Year takes a big old breath. Dribbles three times, fires and hits from the free throw line. One out of two there. Two out of nine in the game from the stripe for the Cavaliers. Lead back to 17 at 41-24. Mayer speeds it across the timeline. Gets it back to Keenholz. He will lean and score. Lincoln all the way on the drive after picking it off from Jacob Mayer. Governors up the lead again, 43-24. Year to Riley, back to Caden Year. Now Bo Giblin on the left wing. Taylen Ashley wants three in the corner. That will not go, and Mason Riley is over the top of Matthew Hansen for a rebounding foul. It'll be Riley's second personal. I think one of the most interesting things, aspects here of the second half is going to be seeing how Jefferson responds, being down by such a big margin right now. Dangerous pass. There is Riley picking it off. Now Hansen almost got it away, but it is a turnover by the Governors. Pretty good response on cue there for Jefferson. Here's Ashley to Year. Underneath Griffin Wilding, nowhere to go. Back to Year. He wants the baseline, leaning up and in, and he scores against Jet Zabel, who really was playing pretty good defense under there. But Caden Year, with just his second field goal of the day, he has 5 points. Mayer with trouble at half court. Brianna Kuzler asking for a timeout. She will be granted her first of the day. Timeouts are brought to you by Coca-Cola Bottling. Grab a Coke, have a smile. It's a 30-second break. The Governors are leading 43-26, 4:48 left in the third. We're back in 30 seconds on River 92.7.
For reliable, safe, efficient, and economical electrical work, call Ferding Electric. Ferding Electric staffs licensed, knowledgeable electricians to help you with all your electrical projects. New construction, rewires, or upgrades, residential or commercial, Ferding Electric knows how to get the job done right. Call Ferding Electric at 224-8684. Stop in at 2903 East Elizabeth, just off the truck bypass. See Ferding.com or find them on Facebook. Ferding Electric, licensed electricians, quality service, and dependable products since 1956.
Back at Jefferson High in Sioux Falls, your Governor basketball sponsored in part by Beck Motors, Dakota Storm Roofing, the Dairy Queen, Live Ticket, Overhead Door, and Rinky Gray Wealth Management. Also, Avera Orthopedics, Gateway Ford, Lincoln Toyota, Kruger Contracting, the Brittany Shufflebine Agency, and Bank West. Here's a steal for Griffin Wilde, and a takeaway, and a breakaway. Out of that timeout, and Brianna Kuzler needs another timeout. By the way, those were your Pierce Sports Marketing partners helping out our Governor Sports broadcast. Let's take another 30-second Coca-Cola break, and we're back with more Pierce Governor postseason basketball.
This is Andy Hubbard, Regional President for Bank West and Pier. Supporting local businesses creates jobs, opens opportunities, and builds stronger communities. Consider boosting the local economy by shopping, dining, and banking locally.
Show your love for local, in person or online, at pierarea.shopwhereilive.com.
Back again at Jefferson. Two quick timeouts called by the Governors. And suddenly, Sioux Falls Jefferson looking more like the defensive team they looked like in the first half Tuesday night of last week when they came into Pier Riggs High and beat the Governors 64-54. And they look a lot like what the Governor, the Cavalier girls were doing against the Governors last night as Jefferson beat Pier to go on to the state tournament. Pier works it into Keenholz this time. Jack Merquan is in off the bench. He helps it across. Pier will set up. Jackson Edmond finds Jet Zabel, top of the key. The cutter is Hansen. Collision. Ashley is down for Jefferson. A three by Merquan, no good. And an offensive rebound will send Keenholz to the free throw line as he misses on the way back up. Matthew Hansen and Taylan Ashley collided as Hansen was going for a pass that was floated up into the air in the middle of the lane. Both are back up now, but Ashley stayed down a little bit longer than Hansen did. Here is Keenholz to shoot two, and the first one is up and good. That is his first free throw attempt of the day. And as Mason Riley checks out, and I'm wondering if he was the one who received that foul, which would be his third. Second one for Keenholz at the line is no good. Couple of bounces, it bounds away. Caden Year down with the rebound. Pier leads by 16. It's 44-28. Sodak 16. Edmond fouling Wilde from behind. Hits him on the head. Jackson maybe thought it was all ball, but there's one thing about it. You want to block a shot. If you're going to really go with a swat, I think more often than not, you're going to get called, whether it's a good play or not. will be at the stripe. It's the first of two here. Suddenly, in the last few minutes of this game, well, we still have 4 minutes to go, third quarter. Let's say in the last 2 minutes of game clock, as Wilde hits another one, this game's starting to turn into more of, I think, Jefferson's style of play. And the Governor's going to have to guard against that. They press, but Keenholz gets it to Merkwan across the timeline. Here had a 3-on-2, but Merkwan waited for everybody else to catch up. Now Keenholz with it, right side long on the wing. Picks his dribble up. Gets it to Hansen. The Governors will reset again. You'd like to see the Governors stay aggressive. Here's Heisler out there as well. Zabel underneath. Keenholz got pushed away. He gets it to go on the bunny from the left side. And there's a foul as well. Zabel lobbed it underneath for Keenholz. He got it up with a high receive. He came down with it and just tossed it up after he got pushed by one of two different people. Ball takes a couple of bounces, it falls through, and now a chance at a three-point play. Free throw, good. Keenholz now with 6 in the quarter, 19 in the game to lead everybody. Under 3.5 to play, third quarter, updated score 47-30, the Governors still leading impressively. Governor's starting maybe to realize their potential. Still got a lot of ball game to go. Dawson Sexer is in off the bench for the first time in the second half with it on the left wing. Ashley is had an open baseline. Tried to reverse. Keeps it alive off of the miss. Got caught under the basket a little bit too much. Here's David Jones with it in off the bench. He'll get a leaner up, but that won't go. And the rebound is collected by Jet Zabel. Good effort there. Even though not the cleanest of shot attempts for Jefferson. 2:40 to go in the third. Keenholz starts it with it to Merkwan, and as Caden Year goes for a steal, he runs over Jack Merkwan. And the Governors get a break here as Caden Year will pick up his second personal. Fouls coming by the handful here for the Cavs lately. They are up to 4 now. In the second half, here with 2 team fouls. Here in the third period, Keenholz will take the handoff out of the inbound to Jet Zabel. Zabel, the high post, beating underneath to Hansen. He'll get it back to Merkwan. Shot clock got replenished. It's down to 20 now. Merkwan will bring it back out and reset. Dangerous pass, tipped and taken away. Griffin Wilde against Merkwan will score. Griffin Wilde with a couple of steals and breakaway layups. The Governor's going to have to pass a little bit better than that. Here's Hansen to Zabel. Now Merkwan back into the lane to Keenholz. He'll get blocked. And, Keenholz, as Jones saves it, a near steal, but he threw it right back to Keenholz. Now Wilde up in the air tips a pass. It's getting dangerous in the passing game here for the Governor. Sounds like we're talking football, but it's Hansen from deep, NBA 3, no good. It is basketball. Here come the Cavaliers. Jones will put it up and in, but they'll wave it off. A foul occurs on the floor as Matthew Hansen will give him a bump. But Matty going to pick up his third personal now. 15-point Governor lead, 47-32. Merkwan going to check out as Kate Kaiser, the 6'2 junior, is in. Ashley will inbound off the left side of the lane. Looking. He'll send it up top to Caden Year. Keenholz right there defending. Back to Ashley. Kaiser and Keenholz switch off. Here's Hansen going for a steal against Dawson Sexer. Doesn't get it. Now Jones at the high post. In the lane. He better get out of there. Sexer blocked. No. Ben Heisler with a foul. So Jefferson will go to the free throw line again. With a minute 16 left here in the third. Dawson Sexer to the free throw line. He had one trip to the stripe earlier. Actually, he's been there twice. He's one out of four. First of two here is up and off the mark. No good. Actually, he's one out of two, or 0 for 3 now, I should say. On my stat sheet, I put two free throws down for Caden Year instead of, I put him on Sexer's line instead of Caden Year. But anyway, still a 15-point lead. Sexer will try again. Second one is up, and that one will roll its way down. First point off the bench for Dawson Sexer. That defense continuing to cause problems for the Governors as they press. But Kruger will get it across. It's Brecken Kruger in. Gets Abel back to Kruger. 1 minute to play here in our third quarter. Now it's Kruger resetting. Lobs to Zabel, still up high. Kruger again. Here's Keenholz. Turn around. Shot is up and good. Lincoln with the fadeaway from the free throw line. Up ahead, though, Wilde. He'll get one to go up and under Heisler. And now the Governor's got beat down the floor again. Off of a made basket. That is resembling of what happened last week. But right now leading by 14. 49-35. Zabel gets one from Kruger. He'll drive and score. Soft touch for Jet Zabel, who has his second basket. 19 seconds to play in the third. Cavs left to right across the timeline. Wilde spins on the baseline. Back off of the left block. That's up and good. Governors have time here. 51-37. Now Kaiser across. Here is Zabel around Jones, shot up too strong, no good, and we'll go to the fourth quarter. The Governor still with a double-digit lead on the Gales Gas Service scoreboard. It is Pier 51, Jefferson 37. The scoreboard brought to you by Gales Gas Service in Pier as we pause for 60 seconds and quarter. Number four, 8 minutes to the state tournament for the Governors. Can they finish? We'll find out when we come back to Sodak 16 and your official home of the Governors, River 92.7.
Oahu Days used to be just another weekend in July until someone had the brilliant idea to make buffalo chip throwing a competitive sport. There used to be no banks in South Dakota until First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872. Every thriving business and tradition, including buffalo chip throwing, was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
This Governor's Sports Moment is brought to you by the independent insurance team at Fisher Rounds & Associates in Pier. Pier Governor Wrestling dominated Class A in the 2010s. Before then, Pier had only one state title in the history of the program. But then the Governors won 16 championships in 7 years from 2012 to 18, then added a first dual team championship in 2021. The Governor Wrestling dynasty, one of Pier's finest. This Governor's Sports Moment is presented by Fisher Rounds & Associates in Pier.
Welcome back to Sioux Falls, Jefferson High. We'll go to the fourth quarter. Cavaliers have the first possession. And they set up Bo Giblin for three. And he hits from the right side. Jefferson stepped things up on the defensive end in that third quarter. Governors so far have been able to withstand, but a lead that has been as big as 18 is now down to 11. It's 51-40 as Matthew Hansen has it down on the right baseline, and he'll be fouled on the floor. This might be Taylen Ashley's fourth personal, and it is. The Cavaliers don't need that. Still with 7:26 to play in this one. Team foul number five for the home team. Hansen finds Jackson Edmond. He'll lean his way in. Shot up, no good. Keenholz tried to follow. Up in the air, that won't go. Edmond down with it. Fouled on the way back up. He'll go to the free throw line. The bunny didn't fall. But Jackson Edmond will have two with the stripe coming. As Caden Year picks up his second personal. Edmond, first one's a big one. He got that one to go. Second one coming for the somewhere between 6'5 and 6'7 junior in the middle for the Governors. That one off the mark, no good. Rebound down to Mason Riley. The Governors lead by 12 at 52-40. Ashley fakes three, and then there will be a foul called. tough break here for Edmund. He jumped to try to block a would-be shot attempt from Taylen Ashley, and he got his foot extended, and Ashley dribbled right into it, but just a sign that Edmund wasn't straight up. Now Jackson Edmund picks up his fourth personal foul. So as big as it would be for Edmund to be on the floor for the Governors, as it would be for Ashley to stay out there for the Cavaliers, both have four, although Ashley still on the floor. Shot missed here by Riley. Kept alive by Year, but now Christian Bush will intercept the bounce pass on the baseline. Takeaway for the Governors, only the fifth turnover in this game for Sioux Falls Jefferson. Brianna Kusler asking for him to slow things up just a little bit. Hansen backs in. He'll give it back to Jet Zabel. Now Hansen again. 15 on the shot clock. Zabel in the half circle. Going to pull the trigger and fire and hit. Christian Zabel. Pretty good mid-range shooter. Able to get that one. Govs by 14. It's 54-40 or fight for Pierre. 6:20 to go. Fourth quarter. Top of the key. Ashley gets it over to Giblin near side. Wilde back to Giblin. Year on the wing. He fires a three and hits one. His first of the day. Caden Year makes it an 11-point game, 54-43. Kate Kaiser to set it up for Pierre. Crowd wants more defense. Hansen comes to the ball, trying to get around Giblin, or rather Wilde, who's right there with him. Here's Kaiser to Keenholz now. Lincoln with 21 in the game so far. His pass will be tipped and knocked away out of bounds at the Governor bench with 11 on the shot clock. Mason Riley out in the play stoppage. David Jones, the 6'5 senior, in. He's played well off the bench today. Kaiser has to inbound. First instinct to Keenholz, not available. Now to Zabel, back to Kaiser. Shot clock in single digits. Kaiser drives and scores. Great job by Kate Kaiser as Jones was there to help out on defense. Kaiser kept it away from him, able to put it down, but now Wilde for three, no good. Keenholz up high, brings it down, and we have a foul. And it looks like Taylen Ashley, depending on his reaction, has just fouled out of the game. Ashley may be in disbelief either with the call or with the fact that he's just playing the way he plays and got dinged on a fifth personal foul. Taylen hit two big threes in the first quarter, one of them to beat the buzzer from a long ways away. But he'll have to come out of the game. It's only 6 points that the Cavaliers lose in this game, but there's a lot of setup in the offense that goes through the point guard, Taylen Ashley. Now it is Lincoln Keenholz to shoot a one-and-one at the free throw line. 5:27 to play. Front end here for Keenholz is good. Lincoln's 22nd point with room for more. He'll earn another. That is the seventh team foul for Jefferson. Pierre has been whistled on five times. Keenholz is good again. 4 of 5 from the stripe for Link. 58-43. The Govs with four in a row. Now back with a 15-point advantage. Here's Jones from close range. It's no good. Keenholz with a rebound. And the Governors are right to left across the barrier again. Right now, Pierre needs good possessions. Minimize the turnovers, as obviously Jefferson's going to be going for them. Here's Year reaching in on Hansen. Caden with his third. Matthew Hansen will go to the free throw line. And a 1-1 for him. Just outside of 5 minutes to go for the Governors. Hansen, big free throw here. No good. Misses the front end of the 1-1. David Jones will come down with the rebound. Jefferson basketball, and we'll have a timeout called by Tim Reck. This is only their second timeout to use. 4:57 to play in this one. A full Coca-Cola break in the action. We'll pause for 60 seconds, and we're back in a 15-point Governor lead here on River 92.7 and DRGNews.com.
Smart grocery shopping takes a little bit of TLC. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Pier is thrifty, local, and convenient. Lynn's Dakota Mart prides itself on their fresh produce, high-quality meats, and bakery goods. Grab some Caribou coffee while you shop, too. Lynn's Dakota Mart features a nice selection of beer, wines, and liquor. Stop at Dakota Mart Gas and save up to 20 cents per gallon every day. Take care of your prescription needs at Lynn's Dakota Mart Good Neighbor Pharmacy. Thrifty, local, convenient. Lynn's Dakota Mart in Pier, your hometown neighborhood market.
This is what matters. This is beyond X's and O's. This is the difference mutual respect makes. This is what character looks like. This is what defines us in South Dakota. This is sportsmanship. School sports. It's not the outcome that matters most, but the way the games are played. This message presented by the South Dakota High School Activities Association and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
Back at Jefferson as the Governors maintain a 58-43 lead, but Jefferson out of the timeout sets something up. And it goes to Caden Year. That's the guy they need and are going to need to come up big here in the final 4:42 of this basketball game. A stop and go, and Matthew Hansen leans in. And this one, easy to see, that's a charge taken by Caden Year. Hansen's fourth personal. Actually, we're a long ways away from that one, but you can see Hansen going right at Year, who had his ground stood for quite a while. Good to be aggressive, but the Governors have to play more careful right now. As Jones with a good baseline drive, will put it up and in. Four in a row since that break, and a foul called in the backcourt here that'll go to Poe Giblin. Griffin Wilde with a discussion with one of the officials making the call in the backcourt, but it was Giblin with the foul. I've only got that as his first. Actually, it'll be his second, according to the board. Matthew Hansen back to the free throw line. So four in a row scored by the Cavaliers, back within 11. It's 58-47. The Governors have led this game by double figures since early in the second period. Actually had a double figure lead in the first half, first period. First free throw rattles in and out, no good on the front end of the one-and-one. Now Giblin on the drive is fouled, and he will go to the free throw line. Kind of like there was an extra whistle there. I think the officials might have to start calming people down on the floor here. Governors could be getting a little antsy. They still have a long way to go here. 58-47, and Giblin with two free throws could cut this to a three-possession game. Oh, it's a one-and-one. Nope, they did say two shots. Yeah, he was on the drive and in the act of shooting. So the first free throw, no good. 58-47 with 4:13 to play. Driven by the Office of Highway Safety. Reminding us, if you drink, don't drive. This is Pierre Governors, Sodak 16 basketball. Another miss for Giblin, but two Governors couldn't control the rebound, and it'll be Jefferson basketball. Pierre Governor postseason basketball, your official home of the Governors, River 92.7, KGFX FM Pierre, a member of DRG Media Group. In and out for Wilde off of the inbound. Got his own rebound, misses another bunny. Now Jones with an offensive rebound and a pushback. And a foul. Griffin Wilde with two opportunities. Missed them both, but there's David Jones with the third time as the charm. Scores it to put it to a nine-point game. Has a chance for one more here in a three-point play. It is no good. The struggle continues. At the free throw line for the Jefferson Cavaliers. Crowd coming to life again. That was the third personal for Jet Sable. Now a third timeout to be used by Brianna Kusler with 3:58 to play. A 60-second break in the action. We're back in 1 minute on River 92.7.
Has this cold weather got you thinking about warm, sunny beaches? Or maybe you've been planning a family RV trip later this year. Whatever type of vacation or staycation you've been thinking about, let Owyhee Federal Credit Union help. Right now, with Vacation Loan Special, borrow up to $4,400 at 4.5% APR for 45 months. Apply online or stop in at 221 East Pleasant Drive in Pier.
Oahe Federal Credit Union.
May Adam Law Firm of Pier offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pier, since 1881.
Jefferson, a 9-point game, and a game the Governors have led by 18, but that was mostly back in the first half, early third quarter. Now with 4:13 left in regulation, Jefferson has cut it to 9. But the Governors have the basketball as the crowd chants for more and more defense. Jackson Edmond has come in off of that timeout. He'll feed underneath Hansen. Gets pushed away from the shot, and the ball will not fall. Taken down by the Cavaliers. Now Wilde in traffic, and we'll have a jump ball on the rebound here. The Governors have the possession arrow. Tough break for Matthew Hansen on that reverse layup. Got pushed away from the shot, but Cavalier fans booing. I don't know why. I mean, it was a clear jump ball on that rebound. Dean Holtz on the run, takes the inbound. Cavs maybe missed an opportunity there. Keenholz almost a travel. 3.5 to play. The Governors will back it out. It's Kaiser to set it up. Over to Keenholz. Bush, Edmond, and Hansen are in there as well. Keenholz fakes the drive down to the corner. He'll find Edmond again, but back out around the perimeter. 10 seconds to play. Bush to the corner to Hansen. Edmond now drives against Year. Feeds. Dangerous pass. Keenholz tips it back. 2 on the shot clock. Partially blocked by Jones. Hansen looking for a foul. Never got it. Year down with the rebound off of the miss. 3 minutes to play. 58. 49. Year for 3. Corner. No. Keenholz with the rebound. That one really would have blown the roof off of this place if Caden Year hits that one. Keenholz will fire at 3. Open, good! Lincoln Keenholz with a big shot. Right there, showing them how it's done. Now a Cade Kaiser interception of a pass. In the backcourt, 2.5 to play. The Governors lead 61-49, but it's a steal right back for Griffin Wilde. Cavaliers with it. Giblin fires from the wing, and he hits it. 3-ball down for Bo Giblin, his second of the fourth quarter, and it's 61-52. And a timeout to the Cavaliers with 2:15 to play. It's a full timeout sponsored by Coca-Cola Bottling. Let's take 30 here, and we're back with more Sodak 16 basketball in River 92.7.
Health, happiness, and home. Hi, this is Tara Sonnenschein of Kathy Sonnenschein Properties. We have moved. Visit us at our new office, 301 West Capitol Avenue. We look forward to helping you with all your real estate needs. Our office has been successfully serving the buyers and sellers of the Pierre-Fort Pierre area for over 47 years. Our team has extensive training in the real estate field, and it's our goal to provide you with superior service. Contact me, Tara Sonnenschein, at 605-224-5588.
Back at Jefferson, and for Bo Giblin, who I believe was scoreless in the game in Pier, which Jefferson won 64-54 last week on a Tuesday night. He has hit two big three-pointers for the Cavaliers here in this fourth quarter. Cavs have hit 3 threes from this time slot. And again, a big lead for the Governors has been whittled down to single digits once again, 61-52. 2:15 to play Pier basketball. And the foul situation as the Governors in the double bonus. Cavaliers will shoot one more, 1-1. Both teams with 2 timeouts left. Roosevelt with a possession arrow. Cavs will provide pressure in the backcourt. As Kaiser will inbound, but get it back from Keenholz. Tipped pass. Hansen gets it. Now up ahead, Keenholz. Bush with a pull-up shot. I think you need to take a little more time than that unless you get a real high percentage effort. No good for Bush. Jones with the rebound. Cavaliers have it back. Wilde drives on Edmond with four fouls. Wilde will float one up and in. We've got a seven-point game. Keenholz up ahead. Hansen. He'll get it across. Hansen loses it. Wilde cut in front of him, takes it away. Up ahead now. Here's Sexer for three. Keenholz blocks it against the glass. No good. Second chance, no good. Now Jones with the rebound. Oh, my goodness. Opportunities there. A great defensive play by Lincoln Keenholz. But they couldn't get it to go. Now another three here for Year is good again. Sioux Falls Jefferson. A brand new ball game here with 61-57 on the board and a Governor timeout with 70 seconds to play. Too many opportunities for the Cavaliers on these last few sequences if you're the Governors. And they're making it work. 30-second timeout here. Coca-Cola bottling. We're back with more Sodak 16 basketball on River 92.7.
Hey, it's the Old Top Gator here with Gators. Pizza, pasta, subs in the Northridge Plaza. Ready to try something new and tasty? Pop on out and try Gator's new Eastern Indian Curry Chicken Pasta or Pizza. An aromatic bouquet of an amazing flavorful sauce, accompanied with our gourmet garlic chicken, Parmesan cream sauce, then topped with fire-roasted peppers and onions, and then grated Parmesan cheese. Spice level is super low on this item. Gator's has dine-in, carry-out, curbside pickup, or delivery through DoorDash.
Gotta go to Gator Pizza Pasta.
Caden Year coming to life. Griffin Wilde coming to life. Sioux Falls Jefferson. The two guys that burned the Governors, especially when they beat the Govs in Pierre last week, are really doing a number here in the fourth quarter. Pierre led by 14 when we started this fourth quarter. That was six minutes and 50 seconds of game time ago. Roosevelt with a 10-point advantage so far in the quarter, and they trail only by four, a huge possession here for the Governors. They'll inbound on their side of the scorer's table. Keenholz to do the efforts here. They'll get it into Cade Kaiser. Governors need a basket right here, if you ask me. Kaiser picks his dribble up. He'll bounce it over to Jet Zabel. Zabel to Edmond, top of the key here. Edmond fakes. Back to Kaiser, 10 on the shot clock. Bo Giblin defending Lincoln Keenholz for now. Here's Edmond, 4 on the clock. He'll push one up, no good. Underneath, there is a Governor rebound and then a foul. And that is Jet Zabel who gets to keep alive. Huge rebound for the Governors here. Zabel is in the double bonus, as are the Governors, with this foul called against the Cavaliers. Crowd will try to get into his head. Tim Rack, in our pregame conversation, head coach for Sioux Falls Jefferson, said two things that win ball games: rebounding and free throws. Zabel misses the free throw here. Jefferson has missed a lot of free throws throughout this game and last game these two teams played as well. Zabel will try another one. Lefty up and does not get the roll. 0 for 2. That's 4 in a row in the quarter. Missed by the Governors. And a timeout taken by Tim Reck. And the Cavaliers. That'll leave them with one. The Governors have one to use. We're back after another 30-second timeout sponsored by Coca-Cola Bottling in Pier. 39 seconds to play. A 4-point Governor lead on River 92.7.
Now you could book flights from Pierre Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking, and no driving when you fly from Pierre Regional Airport. In the time it takes to drive to Myrtle or Gettysburg, you could be in Denver. One-way rates as low as $59, 50 passenger jets, and a one-hour direct flight to Denver. Fly from Pierre Regional Airport.
Well, it's March, And it is madness, especially for Governor fans here. A maddening double-digit lead that has slipped down to 4, 61-57. Of course, madness in a good way for the Cavalier fans who are trying to ride the wave of momentum here in the fourth quarter. Cavalier basketball with 39 seconds left, 32 seconds left on the shot clock. Right now, you're starting to talk about how many possessions you need if you're the Cavaliers in this place. It is a two-possession game. They've been hot from the outside, four threes so far here in the fourth quarter. Bo Giblin, Caden Year. He wants another one. That one's off the mark, and he got put to the floor. Sable turns around wondering, huh? I didn't watch the shooter. I was watching the ball. Caden Year will go to the free throw line to shoot not one, not two, but three foul shots with 32 seconds left. Jet Sable with the foul. It's only his second. Year back irons the first one. No good. Caden Year now with 13 points in this game, 11 in the second half, 8 in the fourth quarter. Second free throw is good. We've got a three-point game, 61-58, 32 ticks to go. This is a big one here, especially for the Governors. They'd love to be able to keep a three-point lead. Caden Year, free throw, in and out. Rebound down to Wilde, put back, no good. Edmund has the rebound this time. Up ahead, Hansen will slow it up, and he is fouled. He cut in front of Dawson Sexter, who will be given a foul. Boy, Griffin Wilde, 6'2", he got up way high on that free throw miss by Caden Year. Took that offensive board, but he couldn't get the put back. Jackson Edmond with that rebound on the backside. Now, big free throws for the only senior with significant minutes for the Governors. Hansen, no, he rims that first one in and out. It will not go. Three-point game, 61-58. Another big opportunity here. Good. He got that one. That ends a 5-missed streak. The Governors lead by 4 from the stripe, that is. Here's Giblin. Governors cannot foul. That's Jones. Good. And a timeout to be taken. The last one to be used. Bo Giblin feeding David Jones, who continues an outstanding game off the bench for Sioux Falls Jefferson with 17 seconds to play. Final timeout. Let's take 31 more times. Can the Governors finish? We're still trying to find out. They lead by 2 on River 92.7.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer and peer, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company and Peer.
Back at Jefferson High, 62-60. The Governors with their biggest possession of the season coming up with 17.8 seconds to play in, well, how would he say it, Darren Boyle? Dare I say, regulation. Christian Bush will take an inbound pass. Cavaliers will foul immediately. Christian Bush will go to the other end. He's got to shoot 2 free throws. It is a double bonus. The Governors haven't made them with the greatest of ease here in the fourth quarter. Bush was brought in during that timeout, specifically for offensive potential. First of 2. It's good. Christian Bush makes it a 3-point game again, 63-60. Cavs still have the possession arrow. Governors have 1 timeout left. Second free throw is good, and it's a 2-possession lead for the Governors. 16 seconds to go. Giblin loses the dribble, picks it up, finds Dawson Sexer. Traffic on the floor, across the way. Year for 3. No! You cannot foul in that situation, and Jet Sable puts a hand up there, and Caden Year, who misses the three, will go to the free throw line to shoot three shots again. Jet Zabel just trying to interrupt. Picks up his third. That's the second time, though, that Caden Year has been fouled in the act of shooting a three-point shot. Zabel's checking out. Actually, that is was that his fifth? He wasn't able to keep track very much here with fouls, the way they don't put him on the board. But Edmund is back in. Year has to shoot three. The first one is no good. 64-60. You know what can happen here. Well, I'm not going to say it. Caden Year, second one is good. We've got a three-point game. Keenholz will switch to a low block spot. Caden Year makes it 64-61 with one to go. Third free throw is good. Governors need to get it in. They get it to Cade Kaiser. He's run over by Bo Giblin. So Kaiser, with now 5 seconds to play, will go the other end. State tournament berth on the line here. Jefferson in their first year of the program. Obviously a lot of Roosevelt guys. And all they've done is see their former classmates go unbeaten on the season. Kaiser alone at the line in Governor Black. First one, in and out, no good. Had a good shooter's roll, but it would not fall as it bounces away. Do not forget about Jefferson's ability to make long shots. They've done it twice last week and this week. Second one for Kaiser, no good. Strange the Governors didn't line the lane. Here comes Wilde in the lane. Layup is good at the buzzer, and we're going to overtime. Griffin Wilde sends this one to extra time. 64-64 on the Gales Gas Service scoreboard. Sponsored by Gales Gas Service in Pier. Let's pause for 60 seconds, and we're back for the overtime period. This is Pier Governors SODAC 16 basketball.
When you need building supplies, there's no need to go anywhere except to Bauman Lumber in Fort Pier. Bauman Lumber is locally owned and offers quality products, expert advice, free estimates, and free local delivery for large or small projects. Whether it's a home improvement project, remodel job, or all new construction, they even welcome special orders. Quality building materials and affordable prices for residential or commercial projects can be found at Bauman Lumber, 1223 Sale Barn Road, Fort Pier, or call 223-9762.
Stop where your heart is. Hi, this is Emily Stieber with Drifter's Bar and Grill. We love being a part of the Pier Fort Pier community, and we encourage you to shop local and help strengthen our communities. Shop local, eat local, spend local, enjoy local. It takes you to start the trend. Let's all get on board. Be loyal to local.
Show your love for local in person or online at pieraria.shopwhereilive.com.
Jefferson, there's one guy for the Jefferson Cavaliers who can make a play like what was just made, and he's the guy that made it, Griffin Wilde. A contact opening tip to start overtime, and Wilde off of the tip, which was tipped by Lincoln Keenholz to Jackson Edmond, reaches in, and Edmond right away will go to the free throw line to shoot two. Griffin Wilde on this game with 20 points now. And again, that big comeback. Jefferson outscored the Governors 27-13 in the fourth quarter. First free throw for the Governors here, and Edmond unable to hit. Fourth quarter, the Govs have now missed 8 free throws in overtime here as well. Second free throw is good. So the Governors strike first at the 4-minute overtime period. Obviously, Jefferson has the momentum here. It'll be up to the Governor defense to get a stop. Caden Year has it across the timeline, spins against Bush. Edmond goes up and challenges. It's a blocked shot. A big no call there for the Governors. Dean holds down with a loose basketball. Edmund has four fouls. Obviously got to be careful. Governor's with it. Really, their first possession of overtime, and zigging when he should have zagged, according to Kate Kaiser, was Matthew Hansen. Miscommunication leads to the 12th turnover of the day. Jacob Mayer will check in for defense now in place of Kate Kaiser. Mayer hasn't been on the floor in quite a while. Kaiser upset with that misplay there. Pierre leads 65-64, 3:28 to go in overtime. The winner of this game will play Sioux Falls, Washington. Washington went overtime with Watertown earlier today and got a 70-63 win. They're the number three seed. Here's Wilde underneath, and Caden here will score. Griffin Wilde with the assist. Believe it or not, the first lead of the game for the Jefferson Cavaliers. Backdoor caught, and Keenholz will slam it down. That's Mayer to Lincoln Keenholz, who puts the Governors back in front. Two-hand jam. A one-point Governor lead. Now Edmund steps in front of a pass, knocks it away here on the near side, out of bounds. First slam of the game there, 67-66 Govs. Three for year, out of the inbound. It is good. And the Cavs lead again, 69-67. Caden Year has gotten hot at the right time. It's Jacob Mayer now. Hands off, loose ball, picked up by Hansen, and he'll get undercut here by Dawson Sexer, who will pick up a foul. Governors have been in the double bonus for quite a while. Actually, Jefferson is now too, but Year has been unable to hit free throws with regularity since the start of the fourth quarter. That's a big reason why we're here in overtime. Hansen to shoot two. The first one is good. Matty normally a pretty good free throw shooter. He has 7 points in the game. One more will tie. We've got 2:20 to go here in the extra period. Second one is no good. Wilde controls the rebound. The Governors trail by one. Both teams with two extra timeouts here, or two timeouts in the overtime. The Governors were left with one at the end of regulation. Here's Bo Giblin to set things up. You'll find Year in the high post. Underneath, David Jones mishandles it momentarily. Now Jackson Edmond will take it away. Steal for the Governors. Under 2 minutes, a minute 50 counting down in overtime. Dean Holtz with 28 points will set it up here. He'll start to Hansen on the far side. Hansen on a bouncer to Edmond. Dangerous pass, Bush. And it's taken away here. Bush couldn't handle it. It was kind of thrown at his feet. Here comes a 3-on-2. Jackson Edmond with a clean block. Is there a whistle? Jackson had all ball on that one, folks. David Jones faked the pass. He wanted to take it up. Edmund in disbelief as he walks away. David Jones will go to the free throw line. That is the last thing the Governors needed. I think we had a pretty good view at that one. That one looked pretty clean, but Jackson Edmund going to have to come out of the ballgame with his fifth personal foul. Now it's Jack Merquan in his place. 69-68, David Jones will shoot two at the line. Jones has played outstanding off the bench today for the Cavaliers. First of two is good. Free throw shooting has been an adventure for Jefferson, but David Jones makes that one look easy. Puts his team up by two with a chance for one more. And this one is up. And in and out, no good. There's Keenholz with a rebound. And I think if you're Pierre, you have to say, welcome to the Lincoln Keenholz show right now. Jefferson's going to know that as well. They stay in a man defense here. Here's Hansen. Goes against the screen, now comes back against it. There will be a reach in on Jones. And if you're Jefferson right now, now you've got a three-point lead. That's the last thing you need, is to put Pierre at the free throw line. Hansen will get two more opportunities, and Jones on a ticky-tack foul for him. And that is his fourth. Hansen misses the first one. That's off the back of the rim. Free throw shooting. Obviously, in this kind of a situation and all this noise, it is not an easy thing to do. Hansen will try another. To make it a one-point game, it's good. 109 to play, overtime. Jefferson 60, Governors. Check it, Jefferson 70, Governors 69. 1 minute to play now. Time barrier broken here with Giblin to Dawson Sexer. Now back to Bo Giblin. Mason Riley is in underneath along with Caden Year. Here's Dawson Sexer for three. No good. Rebound tipped. But it comes to Bush. Up ahead. Keenholz will slow it up. And we've got a whistle and a timeout called by Brianna Kusler. 41 seconds to play, 29 on the Governor's shot clock when we come back after this 30-second Coca-Cola break in the action. Time for a Coke and to catch your breath, but not for long. We're right back here in the Sodak 16 on River 92.7.
South Dakota didn't always have a capital, or even a permanent settlement for that matter. There wasn't always a river city on the Missouri River. And before First Dakota filed the first charter in 1872, there wasn't always a bank in South Dakota. Every timeless institution, tradition, and thriving business was started somewhere by someone who had a dream and the passion to make it happen first. What will be your South Dakota first? Visit firstdakota.com/first. Member FDIC.
Overtime. 41 seconds to play. The Governors trail by one, 70-69, with the basketball. Jefferson has the possession arrow. Governors just used their first timeout of the overtime period. Both teams have one timeout left as it stands. Jackson Edmond is fouled out of the basketball game. Jet Zabel is out of the basketball game. Taylen Ashley of Sioux Falls Jefferson, point guard, fouled out early fourth quarter. Jefferson made a big comeback in that fourth quarter without Ashley. Jack Perquan inbounds. He finds Matthew Hansen. Here's Giblin defensively on Keenholz. A matchup worth watching. Big possession here for Pierre. Here's Jacob Mayer. Left side with it. He'll get it back to Perquan. Bush, the Governor's clearly trying to get it into Keenholz. Down off the right block. No shot available. He'll force one, and he will draw the contact. Lincoln Keenholz will go to the free throw line. Shot clock had gone down to five. Foul will be on Giblin. That'll be his fourth. A lot of Cavaliers with four fouls. Lincoln Keenholz at the line for two big ones. The first one to tie is good. That is his 29th point in the game, and we'll have a timeout here taken by the Governors with 16.9 seconds left. One free throw for the lead to come back after this 30-second break. This is Peer Governor Sodak 16 basketball.
This Governor Sports Moment is being brought to you by the independent insurance team at Fisher Rounds and Associates of Peer. Peyton Zabel graduated as one of the most decorated athletes in the history of Peer Riggs High School. In his senior season, Zabel set career passing and career passing touchdown records for the Governor football team and was named Player of the Year in football, basketball, and baseball in South Dakota. Peyton Zabel, one of Peer's finest. This Governor's Sports Moment has been brought to you by the independent insurance team at Fisher Rounds and Associates of Peer.
Back at Jefferson with Lincoln Keenholz at the free throw line in a 70-70 tie basketball game. The key here for the Governors, make or miss, you've got to defend people like Caden Year and people like Griffin Wilde if you are, again, the Governors. Jefferson has shown on several occasions now their ability to get late shots as the clock winds down. Wilde sent us to overtime with a coast-to-coast drive. Second free throw, Keenholz, is 2-3 bounces, no good. The rebound down to Jefferson. Year across the timeline, and they'll take their final timeout here in overtime with 10 seconds remaining in the extra period. March Madness, it's a thing in high school, too, and we're back after this 30-second Coca-Cola timeout. This is Governor Postseason Basketball.
Smart grocery shopping takes a little bit of TLC. Lynn's Dakota Mart and Pier is thrifty, local, and convenient. Do your grocery shopping upstairs. Spacious aisles filled with savings. Shop sporting goods in the lower level. Apparel and footwear for the entire family with brand names like Columbia, Outdoor Research, and Adidas. Hunting and fishing gear, bait and equipment, and guns. Stop by Dakota Mart Gas and save up to 20 cents per gallon every day. Thrifty, local, convenient. Lynn's Dakota Mart and Pier, your hometown neighborhood market.
Well, overtime, and again, we talk about free throws and how important they are. Jefferson has missed free throws over the course of this game. Complexion of the game could be different in their standpoint, certainly for the Governors. Same thing can be said. Pier has gone 10 of 22 from the free throw line since the start of the fourth quarter. They led 51 to 37 at the end of the third. Now, they need to defend and keep Jefferson off the board, period. With 10 seconds to play, an inbound coming from Caden Year. At the scorer's table, they'll get it into the backcourt with Bo Giblin. Left to right across the timeline. Near side, David Jones. Now Griffin Wilde to Jones. 3 seconds. Two. Giblin from the corner on the run. No good. And we're going to a double overtime here. Bo Giblin, who hit two big threes in the fourth quarter, couldn't get that one. It wasn't really his best look, but he had to put it up. The Governors dodge a bullet, and we'll go to another overtime period after this 30-second timeout. You're listening. Oh, by the way, the Gales Gas Service scoreboard at the end of overtime. It's 70-70, starting over again when we return with more Pier Governor and Jefferson Sodak 16 postseason basketball.
Oahe Federal Credit Union's recreational loan special is in full swing. With rates as low as 2.25% APR and terms as long as 15 years, now is your chance to get into that new or used boat, jet ski, camper, motorcycle, UTV, or ATV you've been dreaming about. Apply online or stop in at 221 East Pleasant Drive in Pier and let the girls at Oahe Federal Credit Union make that dream a reality.
Oahe Federal Credit Union.
Well, I'll tell you what, weather-wise, it's not a fun day for travel. That'll be a concern when this game comes to an end. The way this one's going, though, it might be too late to travel anyway. We're going to a second overtime. Welcome back to Sioux Falls Jefferson High School. Brian Oakland with the play-by-play. Caleb Brozek and Heather Williams working overtime as technical direction from audio and video standpoints as well. We have a tip coming up. Caden Year for Jefferson. Lincoln Keenholz for the Governors. Another Comtech tip-off, sponsored by Comtech and Pier. Lincoln Keenholz will control this one as he tips it to Jack Merkwan. So the Governors right to left across the timeline. Both teams scored 6 and 6 in that first overtime period. Pier will have to play this one in its entirety, the rest of this game without Jackson Edmond in particular, out because of fouls. Jack Merkwan to the top of the key. Here is Hansen. Shot clock down to 12 as Hansen comes off the screen, backs it off again. Now Merkwan around Caden Year. Hansen fakes with a chance to drive, and he gets a push from Bo Giblin. So with 4 on the shot clock, Matthew Hansen will go to the free throw line once again. Giblin, foul numbers for him. Actually, I've got him at 5. I thought I saw him with 4 earlier, but he's got 4 on the board now. Hansen is good on the first. David Jones will check in. Mason Riley out. Riley, a good defensive player. Jones has shown the offensive ability so far in this game. He's had a great game off the bench, and that's not the first time I've mentioned that. It's not even the third time I've mentioned that. Hansen to go 2 for 2. That's good. Looked comfortable on that one. Now the Governors take a 72-70 lead. Hansen will get to a pass and knock it away to the scorer's table out of bounds on the far side. First tie of the game was at the end of regulation. The second tie of the game at the end of the first overtime. But now four lead changes. Here's Year spinning, and his pass is stolen by Jack Merquan as he wanted to kick out to the perimeter. Big steal for Pierre. Could be an even bigger basket or points if they can come away with some here in this second possession of the second overtime. Down to 3 minutes to play. Bush, right side top of the key. Down to Keenholz on the post. Lincoln battling in. Short on the pull-up. And the rebound is down to Griffin Wilde. Here come the Cavaliers. Giblin crossing over and tripped up by Jack Merquan. Bo Giblin will go to the free throw line. This will be Jack's first. By the way, Jack Merquan, grandparents, Gary and Twyla, happy 60th anniversary. Yesterday, two great people in the Pierce school system over the years. Just had that little moment. 72-70, though, back to the free throw line. Go the Cavaliers with Bo Giblin as they use the towel to wipe some perspiration. Double bonus, of course, so two shots coming here. 2:46 to play, second overtime. Giblin defensively has played an outstanding game. He hit two big threes in the fourth quarter. Cannot get a free throw here. He'll try another. With the Governors still clinging to a two-point lead. Giblin again. Can't get, well, he did get that one. It went in and out off the glass and back in again. So Jefferson within one. 72-71. Merquan crossed the timeline, kept his hand over the ball on a high dribble. Hands off to Hansen. Now Matthew out to Keenholz, far side. Waits for the screen, and it'll be a blocking foul on the floor here as Lincoln tried to go sideline around Griffin Wilde, but Griffin with the push to put Lincoln back to the free throw line. And Wilde now with three personal fouls. Everybody for Jefferson on the floor has at least three fouls. Three guys have four. Keenholz to shoot two. First one is good. Wilde and Caden Year have three fouls. Four fouls for David Jones, for Bo Giblin, and for Dawson Sexer. Free throw here for Keenholz is good. Two for two. The Governors lead by three. 74-71, game of the year. Are we wrong? I don't think so. Here's Giblin across the timeline. Half circle, gets it to Caden Year, back to Giblin now. Keenholz defending Year, but it's been Giblin defending Keenholz on the other end. Now Sexer drives on the baseline, and a whistle. It'll be a foul on a push here. Benjamin Heisler, who came in for defense. Don't know if he really needed to do that, if there was much of a push at all, but Sexer will go to the free throw line as Heisler picks up his first personal foul. Dawson Sexer off the bench with a big free throw there. Two for five on the line tonight. With another big one coming, Pierce still leading by two for the time being. Second free throw is rattled home. And again, a one-point game. 74-73. Jefferson has backed off on their pressure. That was one thing that really helped get them back into this game. The Governors had trouble responding. Now a Merquan pass is almost stolen by Sexer. He's asking for a second touch by Matthew Hansen. Won't get it, but here maintains the possession at half court near side. Sub coming in, Jacob Mayer, as Jack Merquan will come out. 1:58 left to go. 24 on the shot clock. Here is Pierre inbounds again. It'll be Mayer to set things up. Giblin will meet him. Bounce pass to Hansen. Now here's Bush. Mishandled it. Picks it up. Dangerous. Now close to the backcourt. And it'll be a takeaway Setzer will lay it up and in. Trouble handling the basketball for the Governors is Dawson Setzer with the pickup and the race to the goal. 75-74. It's a lead change. I was thinking we were tied, but it is 75-74. Now the Governors trailing by one. Here's Hansen. Bush fakes it. Gets it to Mayer. 15 on the shot clock. Here's Heisler. Kano's trying to get open. Bush lobs it underneath. Dangerous pass. Griffin Wilde interrupts it, and it'll be another takeaway. 1 minute to go. 30 seconds on the shot clock. Cavaliers leading by one, 75-74. Giblin backs it out. They'll try to take as much time off the clock as possible. As Giblin gets it back again on a reset, now 10 on the shot clock here. Giblin in motion. Year, top of the key. He lets Mayer fly by, steps up and hits another one. Three-pointer for Caden Year, and the Cavaliers lead by four. Brianna Kusler will take a timeout as the Governors get it across half court with 26 seconds left. Caden Year, he knew exactly what he was doing. He let Jacob Mayer fly by, and then he put the dribble on the floor, and he put the shot up in the air. He puts it home. 4-3. It is a four-point Jefferson lead. 78-74. We pause for 30 seconds with 26 to go. You're listening to Pierre Governor Basketball.
May Adam Law Firm of Pierre offers superior legal representation. Clients can be assured their legal matter will be handled with expertise and the utmost professionalism. May Adam Law Firm skilled South Dakota lawyers can take care of your family law, estate planning, real estate law, or personal injury. May Adam Law Firm is able to help you plan and prepare to make matters easy now and into the future, too. Call 224-8803. May Adam Law Firm of Pierre, since 1881.
Well, I'll tell you what, from the fourth quarter on, maybe even about the last 2 or 3 minutes of the third period, this Sioux Falls Jefferson squad seems like a completely different set of five. A lot more like the first half we saw from them last Tuesday when they had about a 15-point lead at halftime over the Governors. They won that game by 10. The Governors led by 15 in this one at halftime by 14 when we went to the third quarter, the fourth quarter. But now here in the second overtime, Pierre down by four, 78-74. Gov's got to get it in. Hansen finds Bush. He'll get it to Mayer. Pierre needs a quick basket here. They need Keenholz to hit one. 3-ball off the back of the rim. No good. A second bounce. There's Heisler. Can't get that one to go. It rims in and out. Rebound to Giblin. And the Cavaliers are in great shape now. My goodness, Lincoln Keenholz with a great shot attempt. Off balance on the top of the key, Ben Heisler. He had the look, but that one rimmed in and out. It's amazing how they just don't go down sometimes. That was the case for Heisler. Now it'll be Giblin at the free throw line in a two-possession game. Jefferson at the free throw stripe with 11 seconds to go. Second overtime. Now it's Jefferson leaving the lane empty. Giblin rims the first one in and out. Here out of timeouts. They're going to have to go get a quick one here. It'll be a two-possession game either way. Make or miss. And the second free throw, no good. Keenholz with the rebound. Up ahead he goes. Pulls up for three. That's off the mark. No good. He ends up on the floor. And Jefferson with the rebound and the victory. Well, victory not yet, but it's academic here. 2.9 seconds to play. Apparently a foul on Jacob Mayer as the official has to separate him from the rest of the bunch. It'll be Setzer at the free throw line again. What a comeback by Sioux Falls Jefferson. You never count anybody out in Class AA. Free throw here won't go. Mayer will check out. Kate Kaiser in for what it's worth, but 78-74, the score here. 2.9 seconds left. Sexert, second free throw is good. And that'll do it. Kane Olstrom half court. Off the back of the rim, and Sioux Falls Jefferson down by 18 at one point. Comes back and wins this one in double overtime. Your final score on the Gales Gas Service scoreboard, the Cavaliers 79 and the Peer Governors 74. Scoreboard brought to you by Gales Gas Service in Peer. Use their budget plan to keep full service and stay warm all season long with Gales Gas Service. If you're a basketball fan, this is what March Madness is all about. It's a great basketball game, but all the Governors will have to sit and stew over this one for about 9 months to come. 79-74, congratulations to the Jefferson Cavaliers. They'll move on and take on Sioux Falls, Washington in the first round of the state tournament 2 weeks from this past Thursday out in Rapid City, as they defeat the Governors 5-5 in double overtime. We'll take a 3-minute timeout. Got plenty to talk about coming up. We'll await a conversation with Coach Brianna Kusler. Tough loss for the girls last night for Peer. A tougher loss for the Governor boys here on this afternoon as Jefferson moves on to the state tournament. Back in 3 minutes, your official voice of Governor basketball is River 92.7 and drgnews.com.
The team at Family Dental of Peer and Gettysburg are devoted to spending time with each patient to answer all questions and address any concerns that arise. Family Dental wants all of their current and future patients to feel welcome and comfortable, and to have the healthiest and best-looking smile possible. They can take care of all of your family's dental needs with cleanings, checkups, implants, same-day crowns, and many other dental services. Dr. Ryan Jensen welcomes new patients, too. Family Dental of Peer and Gettysburg, caring for all of your family's dental needs.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Do you dream of a custom home built within your budget and done on time? Krueger Contracting can make that dream a reality. They're a trusted home builder since 2003, and they're going to be upfront and open about cost and transparent about where your money is going when it comes to your new home. Their skilled crew will manage construction of your new home from start to finish. They're located in Peer and can build your home in Peer, Fort Peer, or the surrounding area. Call 605-222-2523. Visit KrugerContracting.com or find Krueger Contracting on Facebook.
At American Family Insurance, we help protect what you've achieved so you can fearlessly go after your dreams. For auto, home, business, and life, contact us today. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly.
American Family Insurance, Life Mutual Standard of Ohio and Wisconsin Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin, 53783.
Call the Brittany Scheffelbein Agency, LLC, with offices in Peer, Oneida, and Gettysburg.
It's the kid in grade school who paints her face blue and white before every home game.
It's the accountants and salesmen who give up their Friday evenings to referee.
It's the cashier at the corner convenience store who wears school colors on every game day.
What makes high school sports here in South Dakota so special?
They do. You do.
We all do.
This message presented by the South Dakota High School Activities Association and the South Dakota Interscholastic Athletic Administrators Association.
There's an app for everything, including high school sports from the stations of DRG Media Group. Download the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino from the App Store or Google Play. It only takes a moment, so you'll have it to replay this game. See live and archived video of all games. And when you select your favorite station during the live stream, the video will immediately pop up. See Central South Dakota High School sports on your phone or mobile device with the DRG News app brought to you by the Golden Buffalo Casino. Download it now at the App Store or Google Play.
Well, sometimes games are tough to swallow. I guess that's what you call a bitter pill right there for the Pierre Governors. Couldn't quite get the free throws they needed in the fourth quarter, and they gave up a coast-to-coast layup at the end of regulation to go to overtime. That after leading by 14 to go to the fourth quarter. And after one overtime, that wasn't enough. A 6-6 even effort from both teams. But in that second overtime, Jefferson, with a couple more plays made, they outscore the Governors 9-4 in the second overtime period. They win this one 79-74. And sometimes you just, you know, as an announcer, you just feel so bad for those who work so hard to play such a great basketball game. You know, it's a little bittersweet if you're a basketball fan, period. If you're a sports fan, you love games like this. You love the story of Sioux Falls Jefferson and what they were able to do and coming from behind the way they did. And obviously on their home floor in a loud gym, they get that momentum on their side. And that was tough, really tough to break. Somehow Jefferson withstood the challenge that the Governors put on them after that first half that saw the Governors play a lot like they did in the first half against Sioux Falls Roosevelt last week. But there's a mystique. I tell you, there is a mystique about Pierre basketball, Pierre sports, a lot of times playing Sioux Falls, unless you're wrestling, so to speak, and you can make a tongue-in-cheek joke about that. But with basketball in particular, and, you know, go back to football, but basketball, volleyball, try and try as a lot of ESD schools may. Right now, Sioux Falls has the edge, and you can't deny that. Jefferson had that edge here in the second half and all the way through overtime today, or at least in the fourth quarter and through the double overtime period here. It is free throws that are going to be the bugaboo for the Governors, even though that was still the case for Sioux Falls Jefferson as well. Jefferson shot a poor percentage in their 10-point win last week over the Governors. Otherwise, that game might have been a bigger advantage in the margin of victory for Sioux Falls Jefferson. But today, well, it was still not a good percentage, but it was Pierre who really needed those free throws in that fourth quarter. A lot of close calls, but a lot of shots rimming in and out, and it's just one of those days where you kind of just realize maybe this isn't your day after all. Trying to make heads and tails of how to spell this one out, but it is a Jefferson win, and there's really no way around that. Take a look at the stats in this one. Pierre led 20-12 at the end of one quarter, built about an 18-point lead at one point in the second or the third period, but they led 36-21 at halftime. Jefferson closed the gap a little bit in the third quarter, but it seemed like the Governors were withstanding the charge. They get outscored 16-15 in the third period, still led by 14 and 51-37, but the Jefferson Cavaliers start to get hot from the outside. They start to force some turnovers from the Governors, a lot like they did last Tuesday, especially in that first half. And well, Jefferson with a 27-13 advantage in the fourth quarter. I mentioned at one point, which was up into overtime, but the Governors from the start of the overtime, from the start of the fourth quarter into overtime, at one point after we counted the stats, were 10 of 22 from the free throw line in that second half. Overall, I'm counting 15 of 27 from the fourth quarter into overtime, so they did make some down the stretch when they needed to in overtime, but still 17 of 31 in this contest from the free throw line is one thing that even Coach Jim Rex said. Rebounds and free throws win games, and the Governors have the advantage in both of those stats, but still just not enough as Beer loses this one in double O. Here, 11 of 23 on the floor in the second half, 26 out of 49 in the game, still better than 50%. Not a lot of free throws in that second half, though. I should say field goal attempts, because there was so much going on from the free throw line, as it turned out. But still, Pierce shoots for a good percentage. They go 8 of 15 from long range today. And again, 17 of 31 from the free throw line. The Governors are led in scoring by Lincoln Keenholz, with a game-high 31 points. Jackson Edmond, who fouled out of this game will come in with 12. Matthew Hansen scores 11. Six of those had to come from the free throw line in the fourth quarter and overtime. Then Christian Bush with 9. 4 points off the bench for Jet Sable. He fouled out in this game. Jacob Mayer had the first three-pointer of the game and didn't score anymore after that. Cade Kaiser with 2. Jack Perquant with 2, which happened to be a buzzer-beating layup at the end of the first half. Put the Governors up by 15 at that time. 74 on the board for the Pierre Governors. I have not added the shooting stats yet for the Jefferson Cavaliers. Why don't we take another two-minute break? We'll come back, give you more stats, and we've got an extended postgame. Postgame is brought to you by the folks of Family Dental with offices in Pierre and Gettysburg. Back in 2 minutes with more of the postgame. This is Governor Basketball.
It's Tire Month at Beck Motor Company in Pierre. Up to $200 mail-in rebate on brand-name tires. And Beck Motor Company is throwing in 4 free oil changes, a $200 value. As always, price match guarantee every day. Beck-Motors.com, 224-5912.
Dakota Storm Roofing is a locally owned roofing company in Pierre, specializing in both residential and commercial roofing services. They can handle your asphalt shingle, metal roofing, and flat roof needs. New construction, plus all types of roof repairs. They can handle the finishing touches, adding fascia, soffit, and gutters too. No job is too big or too small. For a free estimate, call Dakota Storm Roofing at 280-9794. Go to DakotaStormRoofing.com or find them on Facebook or Instagram.
Hey, DQ fans, when was the last time you ordered the crispy classic chicken strips or the juicy rotisserie-style chicken bites? Both baskets are sumptuous, tender, and paired with Texas toast and golden French fries. With options this good, either choice is the perfect choice. Enjoy your favorite chicken basket today at DQ. Happy, tastes good.
There's one place to watch Pierre Governors sports online, and that's LiveTicket.tv. GoGovs Live is where you can find Pierre Governors sports online. And the folks at LiveTicket thank all of the sponsors that help make sure that it's all brought to you for free. And if you'd like to sponsor Pierre Governors sports, just call LiveTicket at 833-605-LIVE. That's 833-605-LIVE. Pierre Governors sports. Watch them online with LiveTicket.
Family Dental Post Game is back as Live Ticket helps sponsor our live broadcast, Pierre Sports Marketing Partner as well. And it's a good game to watch if you're a basketball fan and on demand at drgnews.com. But if you're a Governor fan, it still is going to be hard to get over this one as double overtime gives it to the Cavaliers, 79-74. Give you the Governor's stats. Here's Jefferson's. They go 20 of 35 on the floor in the second half and the two overtime periods, giving them a 50% afternoon of 28 of 56. They're 10 of 23 from long range, but they go 6 of 10 in the fourth quarter and the two overtime periods. And 6 free throws, 2 from Bo Giblin, 4 from Caden Year. And Jefferson was very deliberate about what they wanted to do when they had the basketball. Get it to Caden Year, and they're more comfortable with him shooting threes than doing what he's capable of doing inside the paint as well. But that guy really was one. It wasn't just Caden Year. It was with the two from Giblin that really kind of got him jump-started. But Griffin Wilde, obviously, playing a big second half, and you got to give credit to Bo Giblin playing defense on Lincoln Keenels, despite the fact that Keenel scores 31 points in this game. But when the Governors lose Jackson Edmond and Jet Sable to fouls in this game, as they both fouled out, well, obviously it had to be Keenel who had to do most of the dirty work, and Bo Giblin put him on ice a little bit after that. And fourth quarter and overtime, Keenel was somewhat held to just 10 points. That was, keep in mind, that's in a 16-minute time span. So good job there by several Jefferson Cavaliers. And here's the thing too, Jefferson was only 13 of 32 from the free throw line. You know, there was one point in this game in the second half, I almost thought you could just about go hack-a-shack with these guys. You know, I remember when teams would put Shaquille O'Neal at the free throw line just to watch him shoot free throws and mostly miss them. And there was a point in time where you kind of wondered, maybe that's the best defense against Jefferson, especially if they started going off the way they did offensively. But obviously that's just not the way to play basketball either. So, but still, looking at their scoring individually, Caden Year, who was held to just 2 points in the first half, comes up with 22 in the second half in overtime. And, in fact, we're going to give him 19 points in the fourth quarter and overtime to top out at 24 in the game. Griffin Wilde with 20 points in this one, and then all single digits after that. 7 points for Bo Giblin, two big threes in that fourth quarter. Taylen Ashley, who fouled out early in the fourth quarter, was a spectator for the last 15 minutes or so of game time in this one, and he finishes with 6. Dawson Sexer comes up with 6, of course, hitting big free throws down the stretch in that second overtime. Actually, there was a third double-figure score in there. David Jones, and what a game he played off the bench. He finishes with 14 points. Mason Riley with 2 out of the starting lineup for Jefferson, 79-74. They get the victory. Governors have a rebounding advantage overall, 33-30, but it was a 13-7 advantage for the Cavaliers on the offensive side of things. Lincoln Keenholz pulls down 13 rebounds to go with his 31 points in this one. And well, he didn't tally up individual counts rebounding-wise for Jefferson, but Caden Year did a pretty good job in that department as well. Here with 15 turnovers, as it turns out, and 7 of those coming since the start of the fourth quarter into the overtime as well. Only 8 turnovers by Jefferson. Very good ball game played there. 13-9, the assist advantage goes to the Cavaliers as well. 79-74, the final in this one. Got more coming up. A 3-minute timeout to bring us up to the naming of today's big plays of the game. The big plays are brought to you by the folks at Hermanson Endodontics in Pier. We're back with more of our Family Dental postgame. You're listening to Governor Basketball.
Chances are you're overlooking a big energy thief in your home or commercial building, the garage doors. But Overhead Door Company of Pier can help stop that energy waste with a full range of insulated, weathertight garage doors. Their residential garage doors give you insulated performance at an uninsulated price. And their Thermacore insulated steel doors give commercial buildings the energy efficiency they demand today. Find out more. Call Overhead Door Company of Pier at 1-800-649-9905 and put a stop to the garage door energy thief.
Finances, retirement, and investments can all be confusing. Even though we have access to an infinite amount of information, often there is a disconnect between what we should do and what we are actually doing. That's why at Reinke Gray Wealth Management, our team has devoted over 35 years to bringing clear advice about reaching financial independence. The information you need and how to apply it is as simple as calling Scott and I at 224-5959 or visit ReinkeGray.com.
Securities offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA SIPC. Investment advice offered through GWM Advisors, a registered investment advisor. GWM and Reinke Gray Wealth Management are separate entities.
How you move matters. Avera Orthopedics helps you move freely and live life to the fullest with innovative treatment options customized to your bone, muscle, and joint needs. Whether you suffer from aches, breaks, tears, or dislocations, turn to the orthopedic team experienced in treating every body. Learn more at avera.org/orthopedics.
Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota in Pier makes it easy when looking for a new vehicle. They get all available vehicle information so you can spend less time researching and more time enjoying your purchase. Check out new and used specials for additional info at gatewayfordtoyota.com. Nobody, and I mean nobody, beats a Gateway deal. Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota, 518 East Sioux Avenue Pier.
Do you dream of a custom home built within your budget and done on time? Kruger Contracting can make that dream a reality. They're a trusted home builder since 2003, and they're going to be upfront and open about cost and transparent about where your money is going when it comes to your new home. Their skilled crew will manage construction of your new home from start to finish. They're located in Pier and can build your home in Pier, Fort Pier, or the surrounding area. Call 605-222-2523. Visit KrugerContracting.com or find Kruger Contracting on Facebook.
From the early days of South Dakota statehood through today's digital revolution, BankWest has remained committed to helping customers and communities succeed. BankWest Associates uphold this commitment by developing innovative products, tailoring financial solutions to customer needs, and actively supporting community causes. For a bank committed to helping you and your community prosper, choose BankWest. BankWest. Convenient. Connected. Committed. Member FDIC.
Back at Sioux Falls Jefferson, and tough ball game, obviously, for the Governors to chew on here for the next several months, as they'll lose it in double overtime, 79-74, and not an easy task for a head coach in this situation to come up and talk about it. But Brianna Kuzler is tough as they come, Coach. My goodness, again, we're just talking off the mic about why we love the game of basketball, and as a fan, with no ties to this game, we saw a great basketball game. And it, unfortunately, it's just a tough one to be on the downside of, especially with the way it started and a double-digit lead at halftime.
Yep, absolutely. I mean, credit Jefferson for the attack that they kept. I mean, they kept their heads, and they never once settled for what they were, where they were at. And they certainly made it a game. But, I mean, we talked in the locker room. None of these kids are defined by this game. I would never want to be in another locker room with any other set of group or group of kids. I have said it since day one here. We have not just really great basketball players, we have phenomenal people. And that is something that we're really, really proud of. And they're still phenomenal people, and they're still great basketball players. And this is the type of loss that, you know, it ends our season, of course, but it's got to be fuel, and that has to be channeled into motivation for next year. We made a lot of progress this year, and while it might not have been reflected in your record, 9-12, I mean, I don't think that's where any of us wanted to be, or maybe we thought we were. But with those 12 losses, and even with those 9 wins, there was so much growth that happened, and that's something that we have to continue to. Coaches, players, everybody has to continue to fall back on is we're not settling by any means, but you also have to accept that, I mean, growth isn't just something that happens overnight. No. And you're going to go through adversity. And I'm just really, really proud of the way that our kids handle adversity. They're, again, still phenomenal kids.
You talk about fuel, and basically the fuel I think that you're talking about is pretty much everybody had to stand out here and watch Jefferson get this state qualifier plaque, and then their fans rush the field, the court, and celebrate around them. Then they're up there cutting the nets down and things like that. Pierre became a team that nobody wanted to play. I'm sure of that. In the Sodak 16, Jefferson withstood the challenge. Now maybe next year, be that team that nobody wants to play, and maybe you get to cut your own nets down, and hopefully on your own home court as well.
Absolutely. That certainly will be the fuel that we need to ignite that fire, if we needed anything. These kids are very motivated individuals, as is. They're extremely competitive in everything that they do. They're not settling for good enough. They want greatness, and you see that every single day, and that's something that we as coaches have the opportunity to witness every day, and that's something that just your regular fan doesn't get to see. I'm so very proud of the embrace that these kids have had all season. There was a lot of change that took place this season, on and off the floor, and that's not an easy thing to embrace, especially for our seniors. And Matthew and Dimitri have left an incredible legacy, and, I mean, we could go on and on. There really are no words for how grateful I am for everything that each of them have done. And our kids, all the kids, they have made me a better person. They've made me a better coach every single day that I've had a chance to be in the gym with them.
Well, I would have asked you about them later on, I guess, in this conversation. But since we brought it up, now Matthew Hansen obviously has been a big part of this this program on the floor for a few years. And boy, there was unfortunately some things Could have gone either way for him. And kind of explain the role of Dmitry Skerzohawk on this team. I mean, he's been a guy who's been there. He's been on the floor a couple of times this season, but just a guy that knows his role, among other things, and just a great teammate all around.
Absolutely. He is the epitome of a great teammate. And he came every day, and he ended up earning a jersey in the middle of the season. He didn't start with a jersey, and we had told him what he needed to do in order to possibly, I mean, there was only the possibility of earning a jersey, and he came every single day, did what we asked of him, and continued to be just a positive teammate, whether we were up, whether we were down, whether he was on the floor, whether he was off of the floor, whether he had a jersey or not. And that tells you everything you need to know about that, about Dmitry. And, you know, both of these kids are going to go on to do phenomenal things just because of who they are as people. And, again, they're certainly not defined by anything, but I'm so proud of their effort in practice, in games, especially Matthew Hansen. I mean, he showed a ton of growth as from a leadership standpoint, and that's not easy to do as a lone senior, trying to corral a bunch of yahoos out there at times. But you really saw the growth in his poise and his composure, and that's something that, I mean, he's going to carry on into his life, and for that he's going to be so successful, as if he needed anything else in order to be successful. But he's, again, both of those kids are two that, for me to start out with two seniors like that, I could not be more fortunate to have those for my first year. And I'm it's disappointing that we couldn't get this for them, and it's very sad because you know the hurt that they're going through, and the game of basketball is done, but we talk about that a lot. The game of basketball is that you learn a lot of lessons in it, but all it is and ends up being is a game, and it does end someday. And again, those kids are going to go on to be very, very successful in everything that they do.
Right. Well, this game started out a lot like your game at Roosevelt last week. I mean, the offense was in gear. The shots were falling. You're hitting some outside shots, and great things were happening. But then there was somewhere in that point, late third quarter, it suddenly, after a timeout, Jefferson looked a lot more like the team that we saw last week in the first half. And what did it feel like? What were the concerns, I guess, at that point on the bench and among your staff there?
You know, I think you knew that they weren't just going to fall over by any means. They were going to come back and fight and battle, because they weren't going to let us just walk away with an easy win here by any means. And they did that. Credit the composure that they held. I think there were times where maybe we rushed a few things down the stretch instead of understanding score, time and score. But that's on me. I've got to make sure that they are aware of those type of things and keep. I mean, when we've got an attack, even though it looks great, we might need to pull that ball out. And that's just the understanding. And that's, again, on me as a coach to make sure that they are prepared for that. But again, you could. Point at many different things that that happened throughout the game, but there was no one moment there's no one play that makes or breaks a game. It's a combination of a lot of things, and tonight they were one possession better than us. And I mean, our kids battled for 40 straight minutes, and we talked about putting together 32 complete minutes, and really, I mean, we were on pace to do that, and but we put together about 39 minutes and 30 seconds, and you know what? I'm very, very proud of that effort.
Coach Reck told me before the game, actually we talked yesterday, played it back today, but you know, they didn't shoot free throws very well in that first game. Otherwise, maybe a 10-point win would have been a little bit more for them. Unfortunately, down the stretch, you know, they're one possession better, but I guess they were just one free throw better. And
yeah.
You hate to see a game come down to that, but that is kind of what this game is all about.
Yeah,
and that just didn't happen for the Governors today.
Yep. We've talked about free throws a lot this season, and they're very big influence in the game of basketball, and we're going to be better next year with free throws. So.
It's so much easier said than done when you've got all this. I mean, this is the loudest gym in the state.
Oh, 100%.
I mean, what a great facility they have here. But
Definitely designed for a reason. I mean, this was a great environment. We told the kids before, this is state tournament. I still firmly believe that we've we did the right things. The kids have, they were prepared. They played with a lot of confidence. And, you know, again, you can look at all these different things, a turnover here, a missed free throw here. But at the end of the day, the effort that they showed from tip off to the end of the game was something that we'll be very proud of for a long time.
So we're left to look to next year. Yep. Unfortunately, next year starts tomorrow. That's the sports adage, you know. But you know, the promise that you've got, and we talked with Coach B about this same thing. But it goes so much more true, I think, for the boys. You're coming back with the best set of athletes in the junior class that'll be seniors next year. And I mean, everybody in Governor Green can't wait for next year. Unfortunately, we have to wait for next year. So, what do you think about what's to come?
You know, it's absolutely something to look forward to. And by no means did we ever want to think ahead to next year before this season was done. But it certainly is. I mean, there's very few teams out there. I mean, you look at Roosevelt; they have 10 seniors. Well, we have one that played considerable minutes. So we're talking a couple sophomores and a lot of juniors that got considerable experience this season and showed a lot of growth on and off the floor. And we'll look to continue to progress this offseason and get back to some obvious things. And then, but at the end of the day, again, very, very proud of everything that these kids have done. We love them so much. I love each and every one of these kids, and I'm very proud of them.
You have become a jet setter, so to speak, yourself here. And, you know, I didn't want to get into it, but I really wanted to poke fun and say, how does it feel to be the first female to lead a boys basketball team to a state tournament? I can't ask
that.
But your impressions on year number one as a head coach?
A lot of growth. And I knew that coming in, that I'm – so very fortunate to be surrounded by the coaches that I am. They've challenged me to be the best I could be every single day. They made me a better person, a better coach. Same with these athletes that I had the opportunity to coach as well. Again, it was a lot of learning, a lot of growth, and but wouldn't be anywhere else that I would want to be than in Pierre.
So you're hooked.
I'm hooked.
For years and years to come.
Let's hope so.
Coach, proud of you. Great effort
Thank
today.
You.
Great basketball games. Thanks for all of the great moments up and down this year.
Thank you very much. Appreciate all you do.
Brianna Kuzler, the head coach of the Pierre Governors, Govs Fall in double overtime today. 79-74. We still have big plays of the game, and we're going to start with that. They're brought to you by Hermanson Endodontics in Pierre. Let's hear from Hermanson Endodontics. We'll talk about big plays when we return with more of our Governor postgame.
Quality comes first at Hermanson Endodontics. Dr. Ryan Hermanson serves Central South Dakota with specialty root canal treatment. Hermanson Endodontics strives to provide treatment that is not only comfortable, but also provides the best possible outcome. They do this by effective and timely communication with your dentist and preserving as much of the tooth as possible using state-of-the-art three-dimensional imaging and the dental operating microscope to guide diagnosis and treatment. Ask your dentist if a root canal specialist is right for you. Hermanson Endodontics in Pierre.
Well, Hermanson Endodontics and Pierre, the big plays of the game, and it's hard to pinpoint one specific play, but you kind of turn to the shift in the defense and just the energy that Jefferson brought. Looked a lot more like the team that we saw a week ago, especially in the first half at Riggside Gym in Pierre, and that was kind of where the turning point was. But even in that fourth quarter, it was six threes in the fourth quarter in overtime, and I'm going to estimate four of those, I believe. I'm pretty sure now, four three-pointers by Jefferson, two from Cade and Year, two from Bo Giblin that really got the offense going. And once that happened, this offense really started clicking. But I think the biggest play in the game just has to be the Griffin Wilde coast-to-coast layup, as Pierre missed a couple of free throws with time winding down. I can't remember how many seconds there were, maybe 5 seconds. But Wilde fast enough to get down the floor. The Governors didn't want to foul him, but I guess it wouldn't have been the worst thing in the world. But they do kind of let him go. And Griffin Wilde made a heck of an acrobatic dipsy-do layup to force overtime. At the time, it was 64-64. And to me, that's the biggest play in the game. Obviously, with the momentum that Jefferson had, you knew the Governors were going to be back against the wall on that one. They stood their ground and forced a second overtime, but that momentum still continued in that second overtime period, and Jefferson comes up with the win in this one. But a big play of the game, that game-tying layup at the end of regulation for Griffin Wilde, brought to you by Hermanson Endodontics in Pierre. And with that, certainly got players of the game to talk about. Players of the game are brought to you by Cowboy Country Stores in Pierre and in Fort Pierre. Let's hear from them, and we'll come back and award some post-game honors here. And SODAC 16 on River 92.7.
Anytime is a good time for Cowboy Country Stores in Pierre and Fort Pierre. Fill up your tank and your stomach. Heading to the campground, hunting the fields, fishing the waters, Cowboy Country Stores are ready for you. Feed the family while on the go with delicious food. Breakfast starting at 5 a.m. Fresh baked pastries, coffee, regular and breakfast pizzas, Federal Bird stands, convenience with a capital C. Cowboy Country Stores and Champs Chicken on Euclid and Harrison in Pierre and in Fort Pierre.
Well, the players of the game on the governor's side, certainly a great 13 rebound effort from Lincoln Keenholz here today, doing everything he could do. You've got Jackson Edmond with 12 points, Matthew Hansen with the 11, Edmond fouling out in this one. And, well, fouls were a big deal last night for the governor girls. They turned out to be a big deal here, but there was an awful lot of whistles called. Blowing in that fourth quarter and overtime, it was just unfortunate that that the Governors lose one of their best players to fouls, even though Roosevelt did as well, losing Taylen Ashley early in that fourth quarter. But good efforts there. Christian Bush played a pretty good game, hit some big baskets, and just another good all-around effort here for the Governors, despite the losing cause. But of course, for the Jefferson Cavaliers, things started with the Bo Giblin defense. Got to give credit to David Jones, the way he played off the bench in this one. If there was one constant for Jefferson today, I think it might have been David Jones, who was when Jefferson was trailing the Governors, especially by double digits for much of the day. David Jones was playing really well. Griffin Wilde was kind of held in check, only 6 points in the first half. Caden Year with only 2 points in the first half. But then Jones kind of keeping them at treading water, so to speak. But then Griffin Wilde and Caden Year both show up in the fourth quarter in overtime. And I can't remember which of them. I think it was Griffin Wilde, the player of the game last week. With the way he played, but Caden Year and the shots he hit, and especially I think the one dagger that he hit was the one where he let Jacob Mayer fly by, put a calm dribble on the floor, and then he pops a three from the top of the key, and that was the one that gave Jefferson a four-point lead, two-possession lead in the last handful of seconds in that game, and that was the final dagger. So Caden Year, the 6'6 junior, our player of the game, will get him a T-shirt noting his accomplishments, sponsored by Cowboy Country Stores in Pierce. So Jefferson will move on to take on Sioux Falls, Washington in the first round of the state tournament. We'll take a final two-minute break. We'll come back and we'll give you all the scores that we have in this one, and set you up for the state tournament as well, which the Governors will have to stay home and watch, unfortunately, after this double overtime loss. Back in 2 minutes on River 92.7.
Health, happiness, and home. Hi, this is Tara Sonnenschein of Kathy Sonnenschein Properties. We have moved. Visit us at our new office, 301 West Capitol Avenue. We look forward to helping you with all your real estate needs. Our office has been successfully serving the buyers and sellers of the Pierre Fort Pierre area for over 47 years. Our team has extensive training in the real estate field, and it's our goal to provide you with superior service. Contact me, Tara Sonnenschein, at 605-224-5588.
Hey, it's the Old Top Gator here with Gators, Pizza, Pasta, Subs in the Northridge Plaza. Ready to try something new and tasty? Pop on out and try Gator's new Eastern Indian Curry Chicken Pasta or Pizza. An aromatic bouquet of an amazing flavorful sauce, accompanied with our gourmet garlic chicken, Parmesan cream sauce, then topped with fire-roasted peppers and onions, and then grated Parmesan cheese. Spice level is super low on this item. Gators has dine-in, carry-out, curbside pickup, or delivery through DoorDash.
Gotta go to Gator Pizza Pasta.
Now you could book flights from Pierre Regional Airport through United.com and American Airlines. If traveling to Denver, schedule your flight at DenverAirConnection.com. Avoid the crowds, enjoy free parking, and no driving when you fly from Pierre Regional Airport. In the time it takes to drive to Murdo or Gettysburg, you could be in Denver. One-way rates as low as $59. 50-passenger jets and a one-hour direct flight to Denver. Fly from Pier Regional Airport.
Wagner Auto Company, South Dakota's oldest auto dealer in Pier, is your transportation headquarters in central South Dakota. With a great selection of new Buick, GMC, Chrysler, Dodge, Ram, and Jeep vehicles, and a large selection of quality pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs. View their entire inventory at WagnerAuto.com. Experience the Wagner Auto difference for yourself by letting them help you with your next set of wheels. Wagner Auto Company in Pier.
Back at Sioux Falls Jefferson, our Family Dental postgame continues for one more segment here to close out not just this game, but, well, the season for the Pier Governors of Sioux Falls Jefferson in come-from-behind fashion defeats the Governors 79-74. Here are the other scores that have gone on in SODAC 16 games so far today. Top seed Sioux Falls Roosevelt with a 57-19 win over Sturgis earlier today. Yankton goes up to Aberdeen, gets a win, the 9 seed beating the 8, 47-44, so the Bucks are back in to the state tournament without Matthew Moores this season. Second seed O'Gorman is a 79-51 winner over the Huron Tigers, and Sioux Falls Lincoln defeating Brandon Valley 47-40. Harrisburg beats Spearfish 85-46. The Tigers are into the tournament, and Mitchell right now, the only game that's still going on, has Mitchell leading Rapid City Stevens by the score of 22-21, and that game is at halftime at the Corn Palace. Sioux Falls Washington was the first game done today. They went overtime with Watertown, who was the upstart. It was 54-54 at the end of regulation after Watertown hit a late three-pointer to send that one to overtime, but Washington better in the final 4 minutes. They win at 70-63. And Washington will take on Sioux Falls Jefferson, 79-74, winners in 00 over the Pier Governors. And again, girls' state tournament, which comes up next week, will have Sioux Falls Washington against Jefferson in that one. That's a 1-8 seed. O'Gorman against Lincoln, a 2-7. Stevens and Central in Rapid City, a 4-5. Brandon Valley, the 3 against Harrisburg, the number 6. That starts on Thursday out in Rapid City. Well, basketball has come to an end for the Pier Governors, and we do have more high school basketball, though. There's still SODAC 16 action coming up on Tuesday night for area teams. The Stanley County Buffaloes beat Chamberlain last night, so they are in the SODAC 16. They're the 15 seed. They'll take on number 2 St. Thomas More from Douglas High School, actually, in Box Elder. David Burrow will have the call on that one on KGFX on Tuesday night. It's a 7 o'clock tip-off Central Time, as I understand, in the 6:30 pregame. Potter County is into the tournament, as we'll have a game with them on KMLO-FM, and the Lyman Raiders are into the SODAC 16. Their game will be on KPLO-FM, and White River also with Lower Brule as well. A couple of other Central South Dakota teams with interest that that we'll be following, and hopefully seeing them moving on to the State B basketball tournament. Maybe more coverage on other stations of DRG Media Group. And maybe we can put something together here for River 92.7 as well. We do have coverage of the State B girls basketball tournament featuring the defending champion White River Tigers on 94.5 KPLO, starting with their first game, which will be the second game of the day on Thursday in Watertown as they take on Corsica Stickney in that one. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety reminds us all on our way to and from high school sporting events to think twice in case of ice and slow down and, oh, look outside. That's exactly what we've got here today. So slow down, buckle up, and drive safely if you do drive today. The South Dakota Office of Highway Safety. I have not made that decision yet whether we are coming home or not. We'll find out. But we will. Wish you the best of the rest of the off season. The basketball season has come to an end for the Governor girls and boys. Girls lose here at Jefferson 52-38 last night. The boys, in gut-wrenching and heartbreaking fashion, a double overtime loss after an 18-point lead at 79-74. Heather Williams has been there in studio. Caleb Brozek at side all season long here with our live ticket coverage, live video streams, which are available on demand as well at drgnews.com and the River 92.7 page, also the DRG News app. This is a good one to rewatch. Just, you know, you may want to turn away if you're a Governor fan before the end of regulation, unfortunately. For all of those who have helped us out, for Peer sports marketing sponsors, sports marketing partners, and, well, a big thanks to you as well for joining us throughout the season. We will have state track meet coverage on KGFX when that time comes as well. But listen and read more from what David Burrell puts on DRGnews.com and our station sportscasts as well, with more coverage of Governor Sports coming up in the spring. Until we meet again, Brian Oakland for DRG Media Group Sports. Your final score in this one is Sioux Falls Jefferson 79, the Governor's 74, the win for the Cavaliers in double overtime. Have a great rest of this weekend, and enjoy the tournaments, everybody.
Peer Governor Basketball in the SODAC 16 on River 92.7 has been brought to you by Bank West, Beck Motors, Dakota Storm Roofing, Dairy Queen, Live Ticket, Overhead Door, Ranky Gray Wealth Management, Avera Orthopedics, Gateway Ford Lincoln Toyota, Kruger Contracting, and the Brittany Shufflebine Agency. Governor Basketball is brought to you in part by the Peer Area Chamber of Commerce, First Dakota National Bank, Fisher Rounds and Associates Insurance and Real Estate, Lynn's Dakota Mart, Oahe Federal Credit Union, the May Adam Law Firm, Kathy Sun and Shine Properties, Gators Pizza, Pasta, and Subs, Peer Regional Airport, Wagner Auto, and Bauman Lumber. Governor Basketball is also brought to you in part by Ferding Electric. These special in-game sponsors help bring you Governor Basketball.
Thank you, Potsava State Farm Insurance, the Hughes County Sheriff's Department, the South Dakota Office of Highway Safety, Central Dakota Eye Care, Envirotech, the South Dakota Attorney General's Office, Division of Consumer Protection, Comtech, Coca-Cola Bottling, Leibniz Associates, Ameriprise Financial, Family Dental of Pier and Dennisburg, Hermanson Endodontics, Cowboy Country Stores, and Gales Gas Service.
The proceeding has been a presentation of the official voice of the Peer Governors, DRG Media Group Sports.